coming in. And Loop City takes the lead again, 39-37.
It's the last chance to pick up a victory in 2009 and a chance to take home a tournament title. It's the title game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR. It is time to get the championship games of the 2009 Ravenna Holiday Tournament underway. And it is going to be Ravenna taking on Centerra. They're going to start a little early on the girls' game. Your starters for Centerra, Abby Suntek, Taylor Wetzel, Courtney Aiken, Jessica Schultes, and Lene Lytle. For Ravenna, Jesse Barvichka, Maggie Mateka, Mackenzie Muehlbach, Taylor Hand, and JC Zorb. So we are ready to get things underway here in the championship ball here. Off the opening tip and the out of bounds. So JC Zorb to throw it in. Take it back to the right hand corner, Marvichka. Marvichka's going to try the three. It is on the way and it is in. And Jesse Marvichka hits the three. Ravenna struggled a little bit from the outside yesterday. But Jesse will hit the first one here. And it's 3-0 as we head the other way. Centerra with the basketball. Both teams had easy wins yesterday in the opening round and scored a lot of points. Ravenna scored 67. Centerra scored 72. As the basketball for the Centurions, they'll face off against the man-to-man defense here. And the ball's going to be tipped and stolen away. Coming out of there with the basketball is going to be Mateka. And another three at the other end. A quick one on the way by Marvichka. It is no good. She follows the shot, though, and got her own rebound. So another opportunity here for the Lady Jays. Here's an open three on the way from the left wing that is going to be up and no good by JC Zorb. Nobody grabs the rebound. And out of bounds it goes. So it will stay with Ravenna, it looks like. And they'll get it underneath their own hoop. Looking underneath, nothing there. They'll kick it back out top and get it into the hands there of Maggie Mateka. Between the circles, they'll go to Zorb. Zorb drives and kicks it back off to Maggie. On the right wing, into the hands of Marvichka. Marvichka back up on the right wing to Mackenzie Muehlbach. Most of it outside here gets the center, a man-to-man. Off the pick, they'll go to JC Zorb. Zorb to the high post, swings it right side to Marvichka. Back up top, they'll go. Good defense by the Centurions, 3-0. Just a minute into the ball game. Hand in the lane, but can't get the shot over Lytle. Dishes it off, and the short jumper is up and in by JC Zorb. Ravenna might have been in the lane a little bit too long that time once they passed up the first shot, but no call. And it's 5-0 here in favor of the Lady Jays of Ravenna. Both teams playing that man-to-man, and Centerra has the basketball between the circles. Abby Suntek, who had 27 points yesterday and 7 threes, has the basketball in the right-hand corner. Probably won't be quite as easy to shoot today for the Centurions. Out to Courtney Aiken, who's a young All-State prospect. Over on the left wing, driving in, Wetzel gets by the defender, missed the short jumper, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Jays. Here's Mateka up the floor. Outlet pass, Marvichka stops, shoots the 17-footer, is on the iron, no good. Follows her own shot, got the rebound, dishes it off to Taylor Hand. Her shot's no good. And then I think we're going to have an over-the-back foul called here on Centerra. A little late getting in there was Courtney Aiken. That'll be the first foul of the game. And we've got a timeout on the floor called here by the Centurions with 6:18 to go. It seems like we've played quite a while, but less than 2 minutes, and Ravenna controls the tempo, 5-0.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. out of the timeout. It will be Ravenna basketball. Centura called the timeout, and there's a little discussion over the scores table. I think they're talking about the opening tip of the basketball game. Nobody really controlled it, so which way does the possession arrow go? I think they had it right. Now the officials are discussing what do they do. They gave the ball to Ravenna to start the game. I don't think anybody ever had possession of it, so that's what they're discussing right here. 5-0 Ravenna, 6:18 to go here in the first quarter of our girls' championship game at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And now they have changed the possession arrow and say that it's Ravenna, so they're going to say that Ventura evidently did have possession of the ball long enough. So basketball belongs to the Ravenna Blue Jays, and on the inbound pass, another foul, and this could be two quick ones on Courtney Aiken. Uh-oh. Aiken, one of the true ball handlers here, and the ball knocked away. So it will be back in Ravenna's hand. Lady Jays on the right wing. Into the ball game. Pekka has come in, and so is Hilgi, and driving in is going to be Zorb, and Zorb is going to land off the glass and score. And it is 7-0 here early on. On the left wing with it, Wetzel tries to get it into Lytle. Hilgi on her. The ball's tipped, and we have got a whistle. And I think Hilgi was standing out of bounds on the baseline trying to steal that basketball away. So it will stay with the Centurions, and checking in will be Sarah Heinen. Basketball comes in on the left wing to Aiken. Centura still looking for their first points here in the ball game. They were off to a slow start yesterday. Luke City jumped out 6-0 before they got going. Suntech with the basketball. Guarding her is Maggie Matenka. Up top to Lytle on the high post to Heinen. Heinen swings it right side to Wetzel. Centura having a hard time finding their way to get open, and so Wetzel will drive, put the runner up, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it's going to be J.C. Zorb coming out of there with it. Zorb will push the ball from the left-hand dribble. Fire it down low and overshot her teammate. Out of bounds it goes. Ravenna's first turnover. Marvichka back in. And also coming in, Gracie McDowell for the Lady Jays of Ravenna. And here comes Carissa Finke checking into the ball game. So Centura will bring the ball up the floor with Courtney Aiken. They've went nearly 3 minutes without scoring here in the championship. Aiken, crossover dribble, working on Finke. Into the lane, the turnaround jumper is up, and it is in by Taylor Wetzel, and Centura is on the board at 7-2. Marvichka brings the ball up the floor, dishes it off on the right wing. Back up top, Finke. Finke drives left side of the key, dumps it off for McDowell. McDowell into the paint, then kicks it back out to Marvichka. Over on the left wing, Lady Jays also being patient, trying to spread the floor. Post up Hilgi down low. Marvichka can't get it to her. She's covered in there by Lene Lytle, who had a good game yesterday for the Centurions. Finke throws it behind McDowell. It's stolen away by Aiken, and Aiken trying to beat everybody back. She'll race in. She'll put it up, and she'll score. Courtney Aiken with the steal in the bucket. And Centura's cut the lead to 3. Ravenna tries to beat Centura back to the other end. They got it to Hilgi underneath, and she's going to be fouled before she can get a shot away. Taylor Wetzel will be called for that personal foul. 4:15 to go, first quarter, and it is 7-4 in favor of Ravenna, and they've got the ball underneath their own hoop. Marvich going to throw it in. Centura does not guard the inbounds pass. They'll go to Matenka, up top to McDowell, back to Marvichka. They'll sag, let her shoot a very long three. It is no good off the heel, and the rebound brought down by Lytle. Aitken at butt pass is tipped right back to her, and they still throw it away. So each team has 2 turnovers here in the first 4 minutes of the ball game. Ravenna comes in at 4-3 on the season, 2 losses to Kearney Catholic, 1 to Grand Island Central Catholic. Centura comes in at 3-3 on the season, their losses to Wood River, Adams Central, and Ord, losing by a bucket in 2 of those 3 games as the ball gets down to Hunter Hilgi, and Hilgi will lay it up and score. Centura to Suntech. Haven't been able to get anything on track right here. Lytle inside to Heinen. Backdoor pass to Aiken. Finds some room on the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of her hands by Gracie McDowell. She'll block the shot out of there, and Finske will pick up the loose ball. Carissa comes all the way to the baseline, runs into Lytle, gives it off to Hilgi, who scores. Finke with a nice play on both ends and ends up with the assist on the hill, G Bucket, and she's got four. Hunter led the team yesterday with 17 points, most of them just like that, easy little layups. 11-4, a seven-point lead here for the Jays. The jumper up, no good. Heinen got the rebound, and she'll be fouled on the putback attempt. So Sarah Heinen will go to the line and shoot the first free throws of the ball game. The foul will be called on Hunter Hilgey. That's the first foul of the game on Ravenna. Heinen, a 5'9 freshman, puts the free throw up and rattles out, no good. And a host of folks checking in. First of all, for Centura, Kara Lyon and Amanda Bonsinski. And for Ravenna, Taylor Hand. Also coming in is Lacey Kylig. Pekka comes in. Also Mateka. And staying in there is J.C. Zorb. Free throw is up and no good. Heinen missed them both. And the rebound brought down by Zorb. Outlet pass to the front court to Kylig. Lacey leaves it off on the right side for Pekka, drives baseline, runs out of room, throws it through to Hand, to Mateka, good quick ball movement, Hand into the lane, runs into three maroon jerseys and flat out lost the basketball. There was nowhere, she couldn't even see where to pass it, she just threw it out there, and now Centura throws it to a non-looking Courtney Aiken. She was headed up the floor, and the ball went zipping right behind her head, so the teams exchanged turnovers. 2:41 to go, first quarter, Ravenna 11, and Centura 4. Ravenna basketball with Maggie Mateka to bring it across the timeline. On the left side to Taylor Hand. Up top, Pekka drives, bounce pass to Kylig. On the low block left side, does not even look to shoot. Kicks it back out top to Zorb. Zorb into the paint, can't get a shot away. And Taylor Hand walked. Fourth turnover for Ravenna. And Centura will take it out here in the backcourt in front of their fans. Bonsinski to throw it in to Aitken, who started last year as a freshman. And the sophomore will bring it up on Taylor Hand. Courtney has a bucket. Wetzel has a bucket. Courtney dribbles it off her foot. Boy, Centura, some unforced errors. And coming to the other end, Mateka throws up a wild one. She was well guarded. It's no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on the Lady Jays, trying to get the rebound. And it's going to go on Zorb. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul here in the first quarter. 2:05 to go here in the opening 8 minutes, and another steal in the backcourt, and a carry called. So back-to-back turnovers. Centura gets it stolen away by Hand, but Hand can't get the ball up the floor. 11-4 your score, and Centura with the basketball. Aitken off a pick, comes to the right-hand corner, throws it back up top to Caroline, and she backs up. Bounce pass right side to Aitken. Guarded there by Hand. Aitken tries to drive the baseline. Cut off. Kicks it back out top to Suntech, who hasn't even got a shot away yet. She'll come to the high post. Leave it for Lytle. Nice move along the baseline. Gets by the defender and scores. 1A Lytle with her first bucket of the ball game, 11-6. And at the other end, a three-pointer is waved off because of the walk. Ravenna just sprints after an opponent's made basket. And that time, they didn't get set. And the walk is called. So a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter of play. And it is Centura trailing by five. Ravenna jumped out 7-0, and they've kept a comfortable lead. Bonsinski at the high post. Turns and hands it off the line. Left wing to Suntech. They kind of spread it forward, or maybe take Marvichka off the dribble. Can't get by her. Good defense by Jesse. Give it off to Aitken. Minute 10 to go. Wide open at the free throw line. Lytle takes the shot. No good. Rebound. Going to be yanked out of there by Ravenna. And Lacey Kylie able to win the tug of war. To Marvichka. Nobody covers her. Pulls up for three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound again by Zorb. Back to Marvichka. A fadeaway baseline jumper. No good. And a foul called on Ravenna. Rebound to Bonsinski. The foul is on Lacey Kylig going over the back. That'll be the first on Kylig. And into the ball game, Hilgey, Pinky, and also Mateka for the Lady Jays. Taylor Wetzel returns here for Centura. 11-6 Ravenna. 47 seconds to go in quarter number one. Aitken will walk the ball up the floor here. Bring it across the timeline, right side, crossover dribble. 5 second count on, and finally picks it up, and a travel call. Ravenna's defense giving Centura a lot of problems right now. And that's their sixth turnover. Blue Jay basketball in the backcourt. And across the timeline, Matenka over to Marvichka. 30 seconds left before the quarter break. Up top, Finke swings it to Zorb. Still man-to-man defense both ways, Centura and Ravenna. And Ravenna's done the better job so far. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Zorb picks up her dribble. Kicks it back out to Finke. To Marvichka into the paint. Kicks it out to Zorb. Baseline with 10. Guarded there by Lytle. Out on the wing. Down to 6 seconds. Long three on the way. And it's nothing but net for J.C. Zorb, who had an outstanding first quarter. And that will bring it to an end. After one quarter of play, it is 14-6 Ravenna in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Girls Championship game on KKPR.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With the late harvest conditions this fall, Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna, knows the downtime must be kept to a minimum. Kirshner's John Deere trained service department is ready to keep that harvest equipment rolling. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner with your harvest. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner up with you this harvest.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
It's time to get the second quarter underway here on KKPR, and it'll be Ravenna basketball, but they're going to turn it over right away. A walk call on the inbounds pass. So Centura will have a trailing 14-6 Ravenna. 8-point lead, their largest so far in the basketball game. Suntech with it up top, gives it off to Wetzel. Wetzel, a couple of dribble, didn't go anywhere. Suntech left side, tries a pick and roll. There's no roll, so she'll shoot and score. And Abby with her first bucket of the ball game after getting 27 yesterday. It's 14-8. At the other end, Marvichka walks again, trying to get set up for the three. That's the same thing that happened on the first play of the quarter. In the first quarter, Ravenna 6 turnovers, Centura 6 turnovers. Rebounds, Ravenna 8, Centura 3. 3-point shooting, Ravenna 2 of 5, Centura did not attempt a 3-pointer. 4 different players with a bucket for Centura. Ravenna is led by J.C. Zorb with 7 points. Wetzel trying to get away from Marvichka, and Marvichka jumps on the ball and calls the timeout. So a 30-second timeout going to be called here by Ravenna, forcing the Centura turnover. And with 7:15 to go in the first half of play, it's Ravenna 14, Centura 8.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And we're back here on Classic Hits 98.9 after the quick 30-second timeout by Ravenna. And J.C. Zorb's going to drive and have the ball knocked away, and a foul going to be called on Centura. The foul will go on Amanda Bonzinski. That'll be her first of the ball game and the fourth here so far of the half. So Ampeline, J.C. Zorb, who's had a great first few minutes of this game, puts the free throw up and in. She's got 8 points. She's got 3 rebounds. She's created a steal or two already in this game. 15-8 your score. And the second free throw coming up for Zorb, and it is in. So J.C. hits them both. She's got 9, and it's back to an 8-point lead, 16-8. Yesterday, Centura scored 23 points against that Loop City zone. Today, a different story against the man-to-man of Ravenna. Lobbing into Bonzinski, double team, but it's knocked away, and then a foul. Muehlbach, they didn't call it. The ball is loose and picked up there by Ravenna. Centura turns it over, And then trying to get it back, they'll punch it out of bounds. It's still Ravenna ball. 6:45 to go here in quarter number two. Inbounds pass, the left-hand corner to Muehlbach. Trying to find Marvichka for a three. A quick three on the way. It's in and out. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Taylor Hand, she can't get it to go. Still finding Ford inside. And it's going to be thrown into Jesse Marvichka, who gives it off to Muehlbach, who scores. That was nothing but a free-for-all right there. Nobody could find the handle, and it ends up being a bucket. And now another timeout going to be called, and this is going to be called by Centura. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink wants a full-length timeout with 6:22 to go here in the first half of play. It is 18-8 in favor of Ravenna here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And we're back to basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. After the Centura timeout, they'll bring the ball to the floor, Taylor Wetzel, and a blocking foul going to be called here on Taylor Hand. So the first foul on Taylor. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Wetzel gets free on the inbounds pass, tries to dribble too far to the right side, and then runs back into the defense. Abby Suntek will take it one-on-one, making a move, and they're going to wave it off, and a hand check foul going to be called on Maggie Mateka. First foul on Mateka. But Centura, I think, has figured out maybe it's time to just get the ball to one or two of their guards and try and go one-on-one. Wetzel on the inbounds. Marvichka steps right in front of Lytle and steals the ball away. Centura's ninth turnover. Frustrating, the Centurions just aren't getting shots right now. Ravenna's playing great defense as Hand gives it off to Zorb. They're really moving well here in this championship game. Marvichka goes to the baseline. Back out to Zorb. They'll reset. They are not standing around at all. Three-pointer Mateka, she'll fire it, no good. 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. The rebound, Aiken. Aiken trying to go all the way to the other end. Passes it off to Suntek, kicks it out Wetzel. Open three is no good. That's the first three attempted of the ball game. The rebound brought down by Finke, and Zorb will be fouled. Or are they going to call the ball being kicked? Let's see. Looks like maybe just a kick. Into the ball game is going to be Pekka now for Ravenna. Blue Jay will get the basketball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in is Pekka. Takes her time, throws it into the paint. There is Mateka, but the short jumper won't go. And a jump ball as Aitken and Hilje tie up for the rebound. And the arrow points the way of Centura. 5:23 to go, first half, Ravenna 18 and Centura 8 here on KKPR. Centura basketball into the front court. With it is Wetzel. Gives it off to Lytle. They've brought her out of the paint. Aitken with it at the high post. Double teamed, has to kick it back out. What a great defensive job by Ravenna. And now a steal is made by Pekka to the other end. The layup is good. A contested layup at that. And Pekka gets the steal in the bucket. It is 20-8, Ravenna. And now Wetzel coast to coast the other way. And we're going to get a foul called on the Blue Jays trying to block the shot. Going to go on Taylor Hand. Her second personal foul. And at the line will be Taylor Wetzel shooting her first free throws of the afternoon. And Wetzel's free throw is on the way and in. It is 20-9. Second free throw now after a substitution. Gracie McDowell is in for Ravenna. Now Wetzel will get to put that second free throw up. It is on the way, and it is short, no good. And Centura got the rebound and then an inadvertent buzzer. And Centura will get the ball because they did hit the rebound. And Jessica Schultes, who just came in, got that board. But because of the buzzer, they're going to have to take it out. So Caroline, who checks in, will throw it in to Schultes on the baseline. She's double-teamed back to Lyon on the right-hand corner. Back to Schultes on Hilgi, but Hilgi's just too tall for her. Shot rolls up and around and no good. Hilgi will bring down the board. Outlet pass to Matenka. Sprint to the other end into the corner. To Pekka. Head fake drives in, and a foul going to be called on Aitken. That'll be her third personal foul as she took a swat at the shot. Or will they call it on Schultes? They might call it on Schultes. And that is where it goes. So a break there for Aitken. First on Schultes, and Pekka to the line to shoot two free throws. And the first one is on the way, no good. 20-9, Ravenna. It was 14-6 at the end of one. And a second free throw now for Pekka is up and in. 3 points now for Elisa. And it is 21-9. Lead at 12. Centura really struggling offensively here just to get shots. Not to make them, it's just to get them. With it is Suntek on Marvichka. Swings it over the right side to Kara Lyon. Lyon holds the ball well out away from the hoop. In a little trouble, and finally Pekka just reaches in and takes it away. Elisa to the other end. Stops on the left elbow, gives it to McDowell. Swings it right side to Marvichka. Up top they'll go to Finke, thinking about the three. Instead, she'll take a couple of steps towards the hoop and kick it off to McDowell on the left wing. Back between the circles to Marvichka. Walk to the basketball. Jessie is getting called for getting a little half-step head start. She's been dinged for three or four walks out in that three-point area, something that doesn't usually happen to her, but she's getting a little quick here this afternoon. So back over to the Centurions. Ravenna with nine turnovers. But Centura sure hasn't taken advantage of any of them. And Suntek with it on the left wing. Back up top they'll go. Swing it left side, the ball through Lionel's hands and out of bounds. Boy, somebody better go check that basketball, see if we need some Velcro. The intensity of the defense on both sides, kids are looking to get someplace before they catch the ball, and we've just had a lot of really unforced turnovers like that one there. Finke with it on the left wing. Back up between the circles to Pekka. 3:30 to go here in the first half, 21-9. Ravenna trying to win another championship at their own holiday tournament as Finke decides to put it on the floor. She'll drive, she'll score. And the lead is now 14-23-9. Aitken with it between the circles. Centura needs some kind of offense to get going here. Get off the schneid a little bit. Suntek with it way out of the right side. The Lion back over to Suntek. Left-handed dribble comes to the wing. Crosses it back over to the baseline. She'll pull up, fire the jumper away. No good. The ball is punched out of bounds off Ravenna. Back into the ball game. Heinen, Bonzinski, Wetzel for Centura. Here comes Kylig and Matenka in for Ravenna. And also Taylor Hand. McDowell's going to stay out there, and Marvichka's going to stay out there. It's Centura basketball now. Underneath their own hoop, Wetzel gets it into Bonzinski. Into the right-hand corner. They spread the floor, try to find somebody, but Suntek just holds it. Now one dribble and gives it off to Heinen at the high post. Inside they force to Bonzinski, and it's knocked out of there by McDowell. Another steal, run to the other end. Marvichka was going too fast. Her layup comes bounding off. Players dive on the floor. We've got a jump, and the arrow belongs to Ravenna. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you all the first half stats, recap the games from earlier today. The Loup City girls and the Overton boys were the winners of the consolation games. Loup City winning the girls 38-16, and Overton winning the boys over Centura 64-40. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop, get it close to McDowell, missed the short jumper, got her own rebound, throws it up, it won't go, still battling, and Centura Sarah Heinen will have her second board. She'll give it off to Aitken, and Courtney brings it up on Taylor Hand. Bounce pass into the corner to Wetzel. Wetzel off the switch on the pick. Swings it on the left side now, the long pass to Suntek. Abby thinking about backing in, takes it into the double team, takes it to Heinen at the high post, little room in the paint, dishes it off to Bonzinski, but it's right at her foot and kicked away. Boy, Centura, and we've just been telling you about it, but they can't even get a shot away right now. Pekka swings it out to McDowell, passed up the three, gives it to Matenka. Under 2 minutes to go in the half, 23-9, Ravenna. Pekka well out on the right side of the key to the free throw line. McDowell, she takes the shot, comes up short, Aiken with the rebound, and Hand's going to commit the foul. She got there just a little too late. And for Taylor Hand, that is her third personal foul of the basketball game. And that will be the seventh team foul on Ravenna. So we'll walk to the other end, and Courtney Aiken will shoot a 1-1. Maybe that'll move Centura into double digits. Lytle returns to the lineup here for Centura, and Bonzinski will check out. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. Just the third point here for Courtney Aiken, but breaks a drought of over 3 minutes offensively for Centura. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Aiken hits them both, and that'll make it 23-11 in favor of the Blue Jays of Ravenna. With a minute 40 to go here in the first half, and Finke with it into the corner to Zorb. JC one dribble. Ooh, back cut was Pekka, and they didn't get it to her, and now it's going to be tapped and stolen away. Lytle will come out of there with it. Up the floor they go. Running jumper Suntech comes up short, and it's one and done again for Centura. Rebound brought down by Kylie. Here come the Blue Jays, 4-on-3, and a carry going to be called. Trying to get from point A to B too quickly. We've had a lot of walks, a lot of carries, a couple of hand checks, so sometimes you see the call close, sometimes you don't. Maybe being called a little closer than usual. Not saying they're not doing what they're saying, just maybe a little tighter than usual. Sometimes they let them get away with it, I guess would be the best way to put it. Lytle somehow gets it underneath, but missed the short jumper in traffic, and the ball comes to J.C. Zorb. Minute to go in the half. Left corner, Finke comes to the baseline. Nice pass off to Kylie, partially blocked by Heinen, but it goes right back to Finke, and Finke will lay it up and in. A fortuitous bounce there for the Blue Jays. 25-11 as Wetzel brings it into the front court. 40 seconds to go in the half. Into the right-hand corner it goes to Aitken. Back to Heinen. Heinen dishes it off on the left wing. Three-pointer. Suntech's first of the game is in and out. No good. She hit 7 yesterday. The rebound brought down by Centura. Lytle goes down, and they're going to call her for a walk. Centura wanted a foul. They don't get it. And it will be the 15th turnover of the half by Centura. Again, both members of the Lou Platte Conference, so they'll get a chance to see each other again later on, right before the conference tournament on January 29th, so a month from today. They'll battle again. That one will be over at Centura this year. 15 seconds left in the half. Zorb, left elbow, stops and hands it off to Matenka. Square, doesn't take it into the corner. Finke for the three. It's off the iron, no good. Long rebound comes to Wessel. Wessel's got 4 seconds. Three, takes it all the way in. Pull-up jumper won't go. And that brings us to the half. Boy, Wetzel did everything there but make the shot in a tough, tough, tough first half of basketball here for the Centurions. And we are at halftime. Your score, the Ravenna Blue Jays 25 and the Centura Centurions 11 in the championship girls game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Caro.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro? It's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights. Coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of our girls' championship game, and Centura is struggling offensively, and Ravenna just keeps making nice plays and throws in a bucket here or there, and they lead it by a score of 25-11. Earlier today, in the girls' consolation game, it was Loup City over Overton, 38-16. And a low-scoring game. Loup City, a couple of teams that only had one win so far this season. And Loup City picks up the victory, getting 13 points, 11 rebounds from Larissa Panowitz, 11 points, 8 rebounds from Brooke Henry. Michelle Kringle had 10 boards, just 45 total boards for Loup City in the ball game today as they down Overton. Then in the boys' consolation, Overton defeated Centura 64-40. Jake Olmstead with 19 points, Jared Schaefer with 15, and Jared Hodson with 10 for Overton. Centura got 10 from Zach Roth, 9 points, 10 rebounds from Ian Lemberg. Cameron Aiken had 11 boards for Centura on the boys' side. Still to come after our girls' championship, we'll have the boys' championship. That game will probably start a little earlier. This girls' game started early, so that's why we are already at halftime here. The boys probably get started by 6 o'clock unless something crazy happens, and that will be Ravenna taking on Loup City, two longtime rivals that always get after it, usually a game somewhere in the 40s. If you get to 50, you probably will win the ball game. Ravenna had a tougher game yesterday, but Loup City ended up playing a tough game with Centura, had to come from behind for the 47-42 win, while Ravenna beat Overton 53-49, so we'll see how the game plays out. Loup City without Jed Sakutera tearing the ACL a couple of weeks ago against St. Paul, so their half-court big guy style has taken a blow, and they may have to get up and down the floor a little bit with Ravenna, and that's not necessarily their style. That's coming up next about 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Just getting underway on our sister station, ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is hosting Amherst in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. The girls will tip off here at 5, and the boys will follow at 6:45. Amherst at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Also, the Nebraska men's basketball team is hosting Southern Utah tonight. It's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and that will begin at 7 o'clock this evening if you're looking for more basketball. Here at the half, Ravenna 25, Centura 11 in our girls' championship. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
And back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on KKPR. Well, let's look at the first half numbers for Centura. Abby Suntech, just 2 points. She had 27 yesterday and 7 threes. She's only got off 1 three at all here in the first half, so 2 points. Taylor Wetzel, 3 points and a rebound. Sarah Heinen, 2 rebounds. Courtney Aiken, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Jessica Schultes has a rebound. Amanda Bonsensky has a rebound. And Lene Lytle, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And that is it. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter and 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, none attempted in the first quarter, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter, 9 in the second for Centura. foul situation. Aitken has two. 6 points in the first, five in the second. The Centurions limited to 11 points here in the first half. 10 rebounds, 3 of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, and 15 turnovers for the 3-3 Lady Centurions. We'll look at Ravenna's numbers next on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Mel's has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurion.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Hunter Hilgey has 4 points and 3 rebounds. Jesse Barvichka, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Elisa Pekka has 3 points. Maggie Mateka, a rebound. Gracie McDowell, a rebound and a block. Lacey Kylig has 3 rebounds. Mackenzie Muehlbach, 2 points. Taylor Hand has a rebound. And J.C. Zorb leads all scorers with 9 points. She also has a team-high 5 rebounds. Carissa Finke, 4 points and 1 rebound. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, where the Jays were 3 of 4. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first and 5 in the second. Foul situation, Taylor Hand has 3. Nobody else with more than 1. 14 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. And at the half, Ravenna has 25 points, 18 rebounds. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 11 turnovers. And at the half, 4-3 Ravenna leading 3-3 Centura, 25-11 in the girls' championship game here of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And we're ready to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the ball will belong to Centura. Let's check out what things may change at the start of this third quarter. I know Ravenna wants to keep that same defensive pressure up. That's what got the job done in the first half. And Aitken immediately to the baseline puts the shot up, no good. Fight for the loose ball. The rebound will be J.C. Zorb. That's her sixth of the ball game. Good idea, I think, there by Centura. They may just have to eliminate the team concept offensively here. A three-pointer, Mateka, is on the way. It is no good. And the ball is going to go out of bounds to Ravenna. And what I mean by eliminating the team concept, I think there's a couple of Centurions that might be able to go one-on-one against this tight defense of the Jays, so clear it out and give them a chance. We'll see if they do that. Here's a three-pointer off the inbounds. Marvichka on the way, and the high arcer drops through her second of the ball game, and that breaks a long drought from outside 19-9, and it's 28-11. So Centura, not only do they have to find some offense, they've got to keep the Jays from scoring, and that's going to be a tough double duty. Here's Suntech. Picks the dribble up, goes back out to Aitken at the top of the circle. She's guarded by Taylor Hand with those three fouls. You got to keep taking it at her. But instead they give it up. Now nice pass inside to Schultes. The turnaround jumper goes, and she draws the foul. Give the assist to Lene Lytle. Schultes with her first bucket of the ball game. And just the second field goal, well, let's just put it easily, it's just the fifth field goal of the entire game, second since the first quarter. The foul is on Zorb, her second. And at the line for a chance to complete a three-point play here is Schultes. So the free throw is no good. And the rebound brought down by Zorb. She continues to clear the glass, pass break the other way. And Marvichka missed a little layup. Rebound brought down by Lytle. Now there's a fight for it. The ball is loose. And you're going to get a jump ball. And boy, they're letting them play a little too much on that one. And the arrow points the way of the Lady Jays. So they will maintain possession here, leading it 28-13. Throw it into the front court. Finke, then they'll try to get it to the side. And the ball is deflected into the hands of Muehlbach. She'll put it up no good, and Schultes will get the rebound, and this time will get the foul called on Ravenna. A deflected pass that almost ended up as a layup, and the foul goes on Muehlbach, trying to get back after her short miss. So Centura has it again, and Taylor Wetzel working on Jesse Marvichka, brings it up one-on-one, crossover dribble, handling the ball well there for the sophomore. Again, not a senior on the roster here for Centura. And here comes a nice drive from the left to the right, and putting it up and in is Courtney Aitken. 6 points now in the ball game for Aitken, 28-15. That's what they tried the first possession of the second half and didn't get the shot to go. That time they did. Three-pointer at the other end by Finke is too strong. Backside rebound, fought for, and we're going to get another jump. And this time the arrow points the way of Centura as Marvichka and Aitken were battling for it. Now here comes Hunter Hilgi into the ball game. And we'll see if Centura continues to try and drive in on the baseline there. Inbounds pass comes to Wetzel. Wetzel pushes it down the floor. Marvichka trying to catch up. In the corner, Suntech. Quick three, in and out, no good. Good idea. The shot's just not falling. Hilgi with the rebound to Zorb and into the front court. Finke open, 17-footer. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. Her fourth baseball pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Maggie Mateka and stay with Centura. So trying to pick up the pace even more here in the third quarter are both teams. 5:42 to go, third quarter. It's Ravenna 28 and Centura 15. And Centura ball in the front court. They'll get it out on the wing to Wetzel, and Wetzel just dribbles all the way to the left side, looks back to the right, Lytle into the paint, Schultes, turnaround jumper, missed it. Rebound brought down by Hilgi. And you can tell Centura's drawn up some different plays here that they're going to in the second half. They're just not executing them every time. Good idea. At the other end, Zorb's jumper up and in. It's her night. 11 points for J.C. Zorb, and it is 30-15. Probably makes assistant coach Dale Zorb pretty happy. Wetzel runs over Zorb, trying to get Beyer into the lane. Here's Schultes. This time it's good. Jessica Schultes, they're using her a lot here in the second half, not as much in the first half. And she's hit a couple of buckets, 30-17, 13-point lead here for the Ravenna Lady Jays. On the cutter, there's one off the glass, up and in, Maggie Mateka. So another thing that just won't let Centura get back in the ball game is about every time Centura scores, Ravenna comes right back and sticks one in themselves. Now Wetzel goes all the way down to the baseline, puts the short jumper up, it will not go, but a foul will send Wetzel to the line. Taylor is one of two, has 3 points here in the ball game, and she'll try and close the gap here. The foul is called on J.C. Zorb, so she has three, and Hand has three for Ravenna. The free throw is up and in by Wetzel. Checking into the ball game, here comes Marvichka and also McDowell for Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year, and of course to Devon Hubert and the folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality. And the second free throw up, and it is in. So Wetzel hits them both, 32-19, inbounds pass. Ooh, Marvichka, who only stands about 5'3", and to use it all to go up and grab that one. Now passes it down the floor to Finke. Great wrap around Hill. She's wide open, and she'll score. Timeout on the floor, going to be called by the Ravenna Lady Jays. Great play that time by Carissa Finke. And with 4:26 to go here in the third quarter of play, it's 34-19 Ravenna.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We come out of the timeout, Centura to throw it in, and Marvici's going to steal it and get fouled immediately under the hoop. And so two shots coming up here for Jesse Marvichka, who snuck right in there and can't get the first free throw to go. But kind of a fundamental play there, and Centura couldn't get the ball in. Marvichka stepped right in, made the steal. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. The foul was on Taylor Wetzel, her second, first of the half. And Marvichka now with 4 in the quarter, 7 in the game. It's 35-19. And up in the front court, Wetzel being hounded again by Marvichka. The ball goes out of bounds off the Centurions. Checking into the ball game will be Kara Lyon for Centura. Well, for Centura, you take a look at their offensive output so far this year. It's been up and down, but averaging right around 45, 44 points a ball game. Been in the 50s a couple of times. Of course, yesterday scoring 72 is not going to hurt them. But it's not like they've been this cold most of the year. And again, an errant pass, but takes a bounce right to Ravenna. They're getting the bounces, and Pekka's going to shoot the three. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound, run down by Marvichka. Ravenna's just getting to more balls. They're a deeper team here this afternoon. And now Lytle will step in front of the pass and make the steal. First turnover of the half for Ravenna to Aitken. They want to run. Suntech pulls up for three, but it's off the mark. No good. And the long rebound, Abby's able to track it down. So they'll clear it out to Caroline. Over to Lytle. Left elbow gets by Hilgi. Takes it right to the rack. Fouled. Can't get the shot to go. Lytle will get two free throws, but sure looked like she was going to have a layup until fouled by Hilgi. And that will be the second on Hunter. And to the line will be Lene Lytle. Hasn't been there yet, just 2 points. Of course, nobody tearing it up offensively, obviously, for Centura with just 19. Now make it 20 in the game as the free throw is good. Into the ball game comes Lacey Kiley and Maggie Mateka for Ravenna. 3:32 to go, third quarter. Ravenna 35 and Centura 20. Second free throw coming up. On the way for Lytle. It's good. So Lene hits them both. 4 for 4 at the line here in the quarter for Centura. 35-21. Marvichka on the run. Gives it to Mateka out ahead. Kicks it back to McDowell. Left baseline. Finke thought about it. Shot it. Scored. I'll tell you what. Finke and Zorb, who aren't necessarily the gals that put up all the points, are the ones carrying the load tonight. They have got 17 points so far this evening. Three-pointer Suntech, top of the key, no good. Rebound brought down by Aitken. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound, Heinen puts it up, no good. Fourth try, Caroline, no good. The rebound brought down by McDowell. And it just doesn't look like it's going to be Centura's afternoon. You get that many chances from 3 feet, can't get any of them to go. And then at the other end, Mateka puts one down the right in the heart there with a stake, a three-pointer for Maggie. And she's got 5 points, and now it's out to a 19-point lead after it had been cut down a little bit, 40-21. Six in a row for Ravenna. Suntech on the right wing. She'll bring it into the high post, pick her dribble up, get it to Heinen, and McDowell reached in and fouled her. Foul on Gracie McDowell will be her first. It is the fifth team foul. And only one so far in the half on Centura. So far in the quarter, 15 points for the Blue Jays. Centura with 10. And Centura to throw it in on their own baseline. Caroline to do so. Out on the wing to Suntech, guarded there by Mateka. Suntech left-hand dribble, back up top to Lytle. Lene, bounce pass into the post to Lyon. She's double-teamed, out to Abby for the three, won't go. And a long rebound to Lytle, fires it back inside, can't be handled by Lyon, and out of bounds it goes. Abby Suntech wants to get some threes up. Centura wants her to get some threes up, but the defense is so good that she's almost catching and shooting all in one motion, just isn't getting set for that three, and it's not working out so well for Centura's 0 of 6 from beyond the arc. Ravenna on the run as they break the press. Bounce pass to Kylig, but bounced off her hand and out of bounds. Or it probably would have been another two-point easy bucket. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 40-21 Ravenna. Girls' championship game here at the Holiday Tournament. On the left wing, Centura tries to dish it off. Suntech tipped away. And into the ball game comes Hunter Hilgey again for Ravenna. And for Centura, Angelica Young will make her first appearance of the afternoon. You're listening to the Holiday Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Good with you on this 29th day of December. Just a couple left here in 2009. Baseline Aitken. Bounce pass inside Heinen, and she'll be fouled. Sarah goes to the line to shoot two. Sixth team foul on Ravenna. And the foul on Maggie Mateka will be her second personal. Two free throws for Heinen, who missed a couple back in the first quarter. She'll get another chance here. Again, just a freshman. And she'll put it up. No good. She is the only freshman on the team that has no seniors. A ton of sophomores and some juniors on this Centura team. Arvetta only has one senior on the squad. Second free throw here by Heinen. On the way, and no good. But nobody boxed out of the rebound, and it goes to Lytle. And Lene's going to hand it back off to Aitken, to Suntech. And Centura will try and refocus here. Aitken between the circles. On the left side goes to Young. Young trying to find inside presence, but a good bounce pass to Heinen. Leaves it off to Aitken. Back on the right wing to Young. And inside two or three times, but never caught the pass clean to get a shot away. So Suntech drives, going to be partially blocked by Mateka. Picked up by Lytle, and she's fouled. Lene Lytle going to go to the line and shoot two more free throws. Well, a minute 11 to go here in quarter number three. Don't forget the boys' championship game will be next. Ravenna taking on Loup City. And the foul is going to be called. There's some confusion on who the foul is on, I think. And the foul is going to be on Mackenzie Muehlbach, her second. Seventh team foul. Lene Lytle will be shooting two. They get it all sorted out. And we're going to get to see some free throws. Ravenna had a lot of intensity coming out of the gate today, and that proved to be the key as the free throw's good. 40-22. Be interested to find out what Coach Thober told his girls. Maybe he challenged them that this was a game they needed to go where they wanted to go this season. Second free throw is going to be a little flat, no good. But Heinen with the offensive rebound, missed the putback. Lytle crashed in there, can't get the board, and it comes out loose to Marvichka. Jesse will push the ball off the floor. Right corner down to Hilgey on the block. Working on Lytle, can't get anywhere. Out to Marvichka in the right-hand corner. Good recovery defense by the Centurions. And now Young comes away with a steal, and then she's fouled. Good defense by Angelica Young to step in the passing lane and not let Finke get the basketball. And Young will walk to the other end to shoot free throws. And when you're down this much, one way to get back in the game is having free throws. Marvichka's first foul. And a one-and-one coming up for sophomore Angelica Young. Let's see if they can make a few of these now. Free throw is up, and it's in. So Young with her first point will earn the bonus. 40-23, and checking back in, Zorb for Ravenna. The team's leading scorer still with 11 points, 9 of those coming in the first half. Second free throw, Young, no good. And the rebound brought down by Zorb. I've got her for 8 so far in the game. Off to Marvichka with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Left wing, Finke. They sag on her a little bit. Thought about it. Doesn't take the three. Up to Pekka, back to Finke, weak side. She'll go left baseline and got pushed out of bounds. And a foul going to be called on Abby Suntech. Centura fans didn't like it, but Finke didn't just dribble straight out of bounds, so you had to call the little body contact there. Only the second foul of the half. And so the Jays will take it out underneath their own hoop. Arvichka looking, dumps it inside, and it's knocked away by Aitken. And then I think you're going to get a foul called on Ravenna, or are they just going to give it to Centura? I think they're going to change their mind and just give it to Centura. It's another Ravenna turnover, their fourth of the quarter. 30 seconds left in the third. Aitken trying to work up the floor here on Finke. Takes her into the paint. Left-hand scoop shot will not go, and Hilgey's over the back of Lene Lytle. That's the third foul on Hunter Hilgey. That's the ninth foul of the half on Ravenna. Only two have been called on Centura. And Lytle at the line is 3 of 4. She's got 5 points and the 1-1. Free throw is up and hits the front. The back and is not going to go. Hilgey gets her sixth rebound, and here comes Marvichka. 20 seconds to go. Left side, Finke. 15 seconds. Looks for the back cut. It's covered. Marvichka between the circles, 10. Zorb, right wing. Back up Pekka. Young knocks the ball away. Pekka still has it. 4 seconds. Marvichka in the corner for the three. It's up, and it is in. And that's the end of the quarter. That's the way it goes. You look at Coach Kathy Mettenbrink. She just drops her head. She knows her girls played good defense on the position. But Marvichka buries a deep three. And after three quarters of play, Ravenna 43, Centura 23 on Classic Hits 98.9.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Doug Guda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Ravenna has this one in control, 43-23, as we start the fourth quarter of play. J.C. Zorb with 11. Jesse Marvichka now has 10 points. 7 there in the third quarter, and Zorb is going to be called for a travel, trying to get down the baseline with no room to work. Centura is led with Courtney Aitken, 6 points. Taylor Wetzel and Lene Lytle each have 5. And up the floor come the Centurions. Aitken with it against the man-to-man. They've just been too tough today defensively. Off to Young. Free throw line. Puts the jumper up and in. Angelica Young coming in here in the latter portions of the second half, and she's got 3 points. A steal to go along with it. And now here's Mateka working on Suntech. Into the paint. Turns, kicks it back out. Marvichka works her way to the right elbow. One of the back cut. They didn't hook up, and a walk going to be called. 17 turnovers now on Ravenna. Centura's giving it up 18, so that's pretty close. Rebounding, pretty close. It's just Ravenna's made a lot more shots than Centura as Aitken comes in. Dishes it off there to Young. Works to the free throw line again. This time double team. Needs some help, and it's taken right away from her by Marvichka. Marvichka up ahead to Mateka. Mateka around Suntech. Lays it up and in. 7 points for Maggie Mateka, and that's how Ravenna is getting it done. Ravenna is scoring on the turnovers. Centura is not scoring on the turnovers. And it's a 20-point game. Heinen at the high post. One dribble. Doesn't take the shot out to Young. It's going to be blocked by Marvichka. Picked back up, though, by Young, and she'll give it to Aitken. Looking to run Suntech off a couple of picks to the left-hand corner. They get the ball to her. Ravenna with a good switch. Marvichka to the baseline. Suntech, runner, no good. Rebound comes out. All white jerseys there, and Mackenzie Muehlbach will pick up her first board of the basketball game. Into the front court come the Jays. Going to improve to 5-3 on the season. Mateka for three. Spits out, no good. And on the rebound attempt, we're going to get a foul. As players go to the floor, the foul is going to be on Lene Lytle, her first. Third team foul on Centura. Nine have been called in the half on Ravenna. Ravenna 3 of 6 from beyond the arc last quarter. That makes them 5 of 14 for the game. Up by 20, and they'll get it into Hilgi in the left-hand corner off the out-of-bounds play. But Foster dribble needs some help. And I think Ravenna is going to get 5 seconds. Thought maybe they'd try a timeout there, but a 5-second call on the Jays. Third turnover here in the fourth quarter. After tonight, Ravenna is off until the 7th and 8th. They're home with Donovan Trumbull, Wood River, then Minden comes in on the 12th. For Centura, Sutton, Grand Island Central Catholic, Gothenburg, all traditional powers are pretty good teams coming all to their place. And here Centura tries to get it to Bonzinski, but out of bounds it goes. 20 turnovers for Centura. Boys championship game coming up next. Ravenna taking on Loup City. Unfortunately, really haven't had many close games today. Nothing that was still in doubt going into the fourth quarter. Overton beat the Centura boys in the consolation, and Loup City beat the Overton girls in the consolation today. Zorb wide open for three, so she'll take it. That one will not go. And an offensive rebound for Marvichka. Throws it underneath and gets it to Hilgi, and Hilgi will score. Well, Marvichka was as deep as you could go and looked over her right shoulder and found Hunter Hilgi wide open for the bucket. 47-25. Crossover dribble by Aitken. Swings it right side to Young. Tries to get it into Bonzinski. Good bounce pass. Amanda catches. Shoots. Won't go. Trying to slap it around Lionel. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Off the chains. Into the ball game, Taylor Wetzel for Centura. And here comes Elisa Pekka for Ravenna. Everybody getting some action in this ball game, one point or another, for the most part. And I'm sure by the end of the game, everybody will have been in. Into Aitken. She's going to fire the three and hit it. Courtney Aitken hitting the first three of the ball game here for Centura. She's now got 9 points. Fast break the other way. And Taylor Hand's going to put it up and score. And that'll make it 49-28. Again, not wasting any time off the made bucket. They got back for the layup. Young down to the baseline here. Trapp decides to fire it up. Spits out. No good. Rebound. Nobody. Out of bounds. Off Centura. Ravenna's about, they're as good as about anybody around. I think they learned it from the boys or vice versa. That when the other team scores, not necessarily even if they're celebrating, get down the floor and they beat them back and they score, and that's what they did last time. Zorb comes into the paint, gives it off right wing to Taylor Hand. Hand to the high post, ball's thrown behind Mateka. She grabs it, finds it into Zorb, contact in the lane, players get tripped up, the ball goes into the air, and it's going to be Centura with the basketball. Aitken up the floor to Young, 18-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, Bonzinski's there, and puts it up and in. Amanda with her first bucket of the ball game. 49-30, a little bit more of what Coach Mettenbrink, I think, was looking for here today. Zorb, they're going to let her shoot the three. She thought about it. She didn't. She goes back door, and Lytle is going to block the shot there of Taylor Hand, and it's picked up by Taylor Wetzel. So right now, Centura, with their best flow of the entire game, into the corner, and it's deflected out of bounds. Taylor Hand touched it, and then it went off of Aitken, and so Centura turns it over. Don't forget, when we're all done, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats, a recap of what's happened so far today here. Game 3 of 4 of the day, game 7 of 8 here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Basketball going on ESPN 1460. Amherst taking on Kearney Catholic. Shot at the other end, no good. Centura gets the rebound with Courtney Aitken. Aitken skips it all the way to the left-hand corner, and out of bounds it goes. At the end of one, Kearney Catholic leading 22-7. Over Amherst. Here it's 49-30 in favor of Ravenna, leading Centura. Into the corner, the jumper on the way, three-pointer no good that time by Zorb. Offensive rebound, Hilgi put it up, no good, and yanked down by Amanda Bonzinski for the Centurions. Pass break the other way. They find Heinen. Heinen underneath. Sarah will put it up and get her first bucket of the ball game. So Sarah Heinen makes it 49-32. Down by 20 4 points. They've cut it to 17. And with it is Mateka. 3 minutes to go in the game. Maggie holds the ball as the offense runs through. None of the cutters are open, so they'll reverse it left side. And LeMay Lytle steps in front, makes the steal. Doesn't have the number, so she'll slow up. Now here comes Heinen, dishes it to Sarah, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. So Sarah Heinen with back-to-back buckets, and well done there by Lene Lytle again. She's had a good tournament, not so much offensively today as she was yesterday, but getting the steal and getting to the other end. The foul called on Maggie Mateka will be her third, and the free throw by Heinen. Try and complete a three-point play here. She hasn't had a lot of luck from the line so far, but that one is up and in. And all five of Hyman's points have been here in the fourth quarter. 49-35. It's a 14-point game with 2:40 to go. Mateka takes the pass between the circles. Kills a little time, trying to work on Aitken. Not going anywhere with the dribble. Stops the top of the key, swings it over to Taylor Hand. Into the corner to Marvichka. Four guards and one center in Hilgi. Three-pointer on the way. Zorb no good. Rebound brought down by Angelica Young. And off to the races they come. Here's Aitken all the way in. Puts it up and in. And a blocking foul. And it is all of a sudden a 12-point game. Well, just when you think the Lady Jays have played about as good as they could, now Coach Lober will have something to talk to him about in the locker room. It's the fourth foul on Zorb. And Courtney Aitken, a chance to complete a three-point play again. The free throw is up, and it is in. 49-38, 15 points in this quarter so far, 2:12 to go. 6 points for Ravenna. Zorb with it. Kicks it over on the left wing to Taylor Hand. Back up top to Marvichka. They'll find it to Mateka. Maggie, couple of dribbles. Still not going anywhere. Gives it off to Marvichka. Ravenna going to be content to run a little clock. Centura's got all kinds of fouls to give. Let's see if they start reaching. And Noah walk. Mateka ran out of room on the baseline. Bonzinski forces the walk. And Ravenna all of a sudden could see that lead go into single digits. And we've got a timeout on the floor called by Centura, I do believe. I guess Coach Mettenbrink's going to see if she can get her girls to make one final push here. With 1:48 to go in the ball game, it is Ravenna 49, Centura 38.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With the late harvest conditions this fall, Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna, knows the downtime must be kept to a minimum. Kirshner's John Deere Trained Service Department is ready to keep that harvest equipment rolling. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner with your harvest. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner up with you this harvest.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and...
Welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as Centura has the ball coming out of the timeout. Work it to the right wing to Young on the post to Heinen. Heinen walked with the basketball. She spun to the baseline like she'd done the last couple times to get a shot, but she was double-teamed and had no chance to get the shot up, and they're going to call her for the walk. And so back over to Ravenna, who is going to win the game, but a nice little run here. Centura definitely did not give up. Down by 24 here in the second half, and in the fourth quarter they've cut it to 11. And off the pick inside, they'll get it to Hand. Hand can't get the handle, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number 7 here in the fourth quarter for Ravenna, and they've got 22 in the game. That is a pretty high number for the Lady Jays as Aitken brings it up the floor, pulls up, going to fire a 10-footer, and hit it. Aitken now has 8 points in the quarter and 14 in the game. It's 49-40, and Coach Mettenbrink has put some pressure on. Just 1:10 to go. They want a foul, and Centura's not listening to the coaches right now. All they're doing is holding on to the ball, and we finally get a foul with Angelica Young. And again, if this had been an 8-10-point game the whole way, you'd think, well, maybe they still got a chance, but 9 points is as close as they've been in a long, long time, and Centura is going to take another timeout here. So, with 59 seconds remaining in the ball game, it is 49-40 Ravenna. That's only the fourth team foul on Centura, so no free throws yet. We'll take a quick break.
Zorg Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorg Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorg Farms in Litchfield.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Out of the timeout, it'll be Ravenna ball in the front court with a minute to go. And the pressure being put on by Centura, 49-40. They'll get it into Mateka. They need to foul immediately, and there they will. Just come out of the timeout. Coach Metbrink had to tell him that, and they didn't get right out on him. Heinen finally does. That'll be her first foul. Fifth team foul, so they'll want to foul immediately again here. Looking to get it in. They do. They get it to Marvichka. And they trap her, and she lost the ball. The ball is loose. We're going to get a jump ball, or do we get a timeout? Oh, they're going to give the timeout to Zorb, who fell on the ball. Good job by Zorb to save the possession. And might I add, fundamentally well coached there by Centura. They had Marvichka trapped, and instead of just hacking her, they knew they had a chance at a turnover here on the sidelines, and darn near forced that turnover. We're down to 49 seconds to go in the ball game. Still 49-40 in favor of the Ravenna Lady Jays. We'll go ahead and keep it here and remind you that the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Don't forget ESPN 1460 is where Kearney Catholic and Amherst games are currently airing. Kearney Catholic had jumped out to a 22-7 first quarter lead in the girls game. That tipped off at 5 o'clock. Should have a halftime update here for you in just a couple of moments. Earlier today in the consolation games, Centura and Overton and the boys. Overton won it 64-40. Loop City beat the Overton girls 38-16. Here it is 49-40 Ravenna. A game is as close as it's been since the first quarter. It was 25-11 at halftime and got out to a 22-point lead. Right now, Ravenna tries to throw it in again. And they'll throw it into the backcourt to Mateka. Can't get the foul on her. And they'll foul Zorb. Bondzinski with the foul. Her second. Sixth team foul. So we'll have to inbound the ball again. Ravenna's done real good getting the ball in. It's not been a matter of having a problem getting the ball in bounds here. They've had to do it three times now. And Centura hasn't been able to get a steal. Mateka in the backcourt. Grabs it. And Heinen will foul her. Sarah with her second, but now we're in the bonus, and so Maggie Mateka will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Ravenna is 4-6 at the line as a team today, and this will be the first trip for Mateka. So Ravenna, if they can hit a couple of free throws here, that'll be the end of the ball game. But if they missed a couple of front ends of 1-1s, Centura still has an opportunity to hit a few outside shots. Ravenna's going to put nobody on the line for a free throw. It's just all Centura here, so if she misses the free throw, Mateka's the only one that could get the rebound, but she won't. She'll put it up and in. 8 points all in the second half for Maggie Mateka. Just the seventh point here in the fourth quarter for Ravenna. Centura scored 17. Second free throw, though, is no good. Heinen has the rebound. Centura will need a quick bucket. They'll get it to Aitken. Aitken puts her head down all the way in. Nobody stopped there, but she hit the rim on the way up. And the shot won't go. And then a foul going to be called on Centura. Boy, that's happened a lot to the Centurions this afternoon. At the line to shoot two will be J.C. Zorb. She's got 11 points, 9 of those in the first half. Got her for 9 rebounds in the ball game. The foul on Bondzinski, her third. And the 1-1. J.C. puts it up, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Bondzinski. Outlet to Aitken. She wants to take it herself. They'll try and double-team her. Courtney needs some help. Tries to throw it to Young. It's behind her. The ball is stolen away. to Marvichka. They want to pull it out and try and use some time and another foul. That'll probably be the last foul of the game for Centura because now they have run out of time. But a couple of missed free throws gave Centura an opportunity. They couldn't cash in on either one of them. And at the line to shoot the one and one will be Jesse Marvichka. 50-40, Ravenna. Free throw up and no good. Rebound brought down by Lytle. Her eighth. Gives it to Aitken. They're keeping an eye on her. She drives to the baseline, kicks it into the corner to Heinen. Heinen has it blocked by Maggie Mateka. And we're down to 10 seconds. No need to foul. So Centura will drop back, and Ravenna will walk the ball up the floor and dribble out the clock, and Ravenna wins the girls' championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, 50-40 over Centura in this battle of Blue Flat Conference foes. Centura outscored Ravenna 17-7 in the fourth quarter, but they had a 20-point deficit to try and dig out of. They cut it in half to 10, but not enough, and Centura will fall to 3-4. Ravenna will improve to 5-3 on the season with the 50-40 victory. We'll take a timeout and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Danabrog, and Carroll.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week to serve you better, wishing you a very happy new year. Of course, they will be closed on New Year's Day, but they're open today, open tomorrow. If you need some holiday gear for the Holiday Bowl or some last-minute Christmas gifts for a belated Christmas get-together this weekend, they'll be there New Year's Eve for you as well. With college and NFL hoodies, 25% off. Youth Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off. And, of course, basketballs, footballs, volleyballs, whatever you would like. Gym bags and shoes for the whole family. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final numbers for Centura. They had eight total players score this afternoon. Abby Suntek, well, you knew Ravenna was going to keep an eye on her. She knocked down 27 yesterday against the zone. Today against the man-to-man, just 2 points, one rebound. Taylor Wetzel, 5 points, one rebound. Sarah Heinen, 5 points, five rebounds. Courtney Aiken was the leading scorer, had 14 points, eight of those in the fourth quarter. She also had six rebounds. Jessica Schultes, 4 points, two rebounds. Kara Lyon had a rebound. Amanda Bonzinski, 2 points, four rebounds. Lene Lytle, 5 points. She had a team-high eight rebounds and a block. And Angelica Young, 3 points, one rebound. 10 rebounds in the first half, 19 of the second half is what I have for Centura. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 8 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 15 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Centura had just 11 points at halftime. They put up a very respectable 29 points in the second half, but falls short. Centura has 40 points, 29 rebounds, 11 of 19 from the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, 24 turnovers as Centura will fall to 3-4 on the season. And for the Centurions, they are back in action 1 week from tonight when they host Sutton Tuesday, January the 5th. It's a busy week next week because they play Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday all at home against Sutton, Central Catholic, and Gothenburg. We'll look at Ravenna's numbers next on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Cairo? It's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights. Coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Cairo.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Cairo is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Let's look at the final numbers of the ball game for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Eight players score. Hunter Hilgey, another solid night, 8 points. 7 rebounds. Jesse Marvichka, 10 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Alicia Pekka had 3 points. Maggie Mateka, 8 points, all in the second half, a rebound and 2 blocks. Gracie McDowell, 2 rebounds, and she had 1 block shot. Lacey Keilig, 3 rebounds. Mackenzie Muehlbach, 2 points and a rebound. Taylor Hand, 2 points and a rebound. J.C. Zorb actually led the team in scoring and rebounding tonight. 11 points, 9 of those in the first half. She had 9 rebounds. And Carissa Finke, 6 points and 1 rebound. 18 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Ravenna, 2 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 10 in the second half, and turnovers, 11 in each half. Ravenna had 25 points in each half, and that comes up to 50 points, 31 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line. 5 of 18 from three-point land, 4 block shots and 22 turnovers. It's enough for Ravenna to improve to 5-3 on the season with a 50-40 win over Centura. Ravenna will be back in action at home the next 10 days as well, although they are off until next Thursday when they host Donovan Trumbull. Then Wood River comes in on Friday, and in a couple of weeks they'll take on Minden, which you'll probably be able to hear here on Classic Hits 98.9. So that's how that broke down. Ravenna 50, Centura 40. Earlier today in the girls' consolation, Loup City 38, Overton 16. And in the boys' consolation, Overton 64 and Centura 40. So we're down to the final game here, the 2009 Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And that is between the Ravenna and Loup City boys. That'll be coming your way here in about a half an hour. We won't start too early because they haven't buzzed the clock yet. And it was scheduled to go at around 6:15 anyway. So be with us, and we'll bring you that basketball action coming up here in about a half hour as Loup City gets ready to take on Ravenna. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see them before the games begin for all of your gear. Misco Sports on the bricks downtown. And don't forget right now on ESPN Radio 1460, it is high school basketball with Kearney Catholic taking on Amherst, the Lady Stars leading as they head towards the half. In the final, Ravenna girls win the championship over Centura 50-40. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 20 minutes with the boys' championship on Classic Hits 98.9.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Cairo.
Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Mel's has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurion.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
Ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby used to write me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah. A ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby used to whip me a letter. My baby used to whip me a letter.
From Memphis, Tennessee. That is the letter. 11 Till, Steve Gunn with you. This weekend, it's a Classic Hits weekend as we bring in the new decade with a weekend of classic hits as only a weekend do it. All right, you don't want to miss that. It's going to be fun. You know what? It's going to be even more special than it normally would be, you see, starting off a new decade and all. Classic Hits weekend. Be there. Maloha. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs coming up.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Great teachers inspire, and sometimes they inspire others to become teachers. Just ask Nebraska teacher Christy Stamp.
My favorite teacher was probably Mrs. Craig. She was my sixth grade teacher, and she made learning fun. She made class fun. She brought a lot of hands-on to the classroom. I think I have a lot of spunk like she does, and so I bring that to my classroom. And also, she's a very personal person, and I think I'm the same way. You know, I let them know about my family and who I am and what I like to do. And I think also I bring to my students the willingness to try and always do their best. I teach because I love kids.
I'm Jess Wolf, a 32-year teacher and president of the Nebraska State Education Association. Our 26,000 members are working to ensure every child has a great public school.
This message, sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Great teachers inspire, and sometimes they inspire others to become teachers. Just ask Nebraska teacher Megan Hartfield.
The teacher who inspired me the most would have to be Mrs. Becky Wheeler. She was my PE teacher in elementary school, as well as my PE teacher in high school and my cheerleading coach. She genuinely believed in who we were as a person, and that was just as important as to what she was teaching us. I try to bring in the same compassion that she had for us when we were young and older, trying to make my students feel as if they're important as anybody else, if not the most important at the moment that you're talking to them.
I'm Jess Wolf, a 32-year teacher and president of the Nebraska State Education Association. Our 26,000 members are working to ensure every child has a great public school.
This message, sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Home for the holidays at Ramada in Kearney. $49 a night through the 30th. Includes the hot breakfast buffet.
America's greatest hits.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
And it all gone.
Merry Christmas from Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
With the late harvest conditions this fall, Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna, knows the downtime must be kept to a minimum. Kirshner's John Deere trained service department is ready to keep that harvest equipment rolling. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner with your harvest. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner up with you this harvest.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day,
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Because it's a fun station.
Bud Coors Miller. 12-pack bottles, just $9.99. Be a Bico buyer.
America's greatest hits.
My child arrived just the other day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Cats in the Cradle. It is a song that the good man should sing to his son. Yeah, I said it. Seven after Steve Gunn with you. There is a new list out of the best signs of the year for 2009. The best signs. There's a top 10 done by an insurance company called Hagerty. They list their top 10 funniest signs as they scour the country looking for them. Only two I thought were really good. And number 9, Drive Slow, See Our Village. Drive Fast, See Our Judge. I like that one. And the number 1 sign, if you hit this sign, you will hit this bridge.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day. Baby,
is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
SunTech inside, double team. On the pass, they'll kick it back to Aiken. Now out to Abby. Free throw line. She'll put the jumper up and in. And SunTech's jumper will give Centura their first lead of the ball game.
Today, it's the championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as the Blue Jays battle the Centura Girls and the Loup City Boys. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
The pass knocked away by Jamie Roy. And up the floor with it is Judd Jarzynka. Looking inside, skip pass. They get it to Smith. Baseline right side. He's double-teamed out top to the free throw line. Higgins jumper up and in. And Loup City takes the lead again, 39-37.
It's the last chance to pick up a victory in 2009 and a chance to take home a tournament title. It's the title game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Ravenna High School for the final game of the 2009 Ravenna Holiday Tournament. It's our boys' championship, a battle of 5-1 teams, as the Ravenna Blue Jays take on the Loup City Red Raiders. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineups. But first, here's what's happened today. In the girls' portion, consolation game, Loup City down Overton 38-16. And in the championship, Ravenna down Centura 50-40. In the boys' consolation game today, Overton down Centura 64-40. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the visiting Loup City Red Raiders, they will start with number 22, a 6'2" senior, Jordan Smith. Number 24, 6-foot sophomore, Mitchell Higgins. Number 30, a 6'2 senior, Jamie Roy. Number 32, a 5'10 senior, Judd Jarzynka. And number 44, 5'10 freshman, Brady Lewandowski gets his first career start for Loup City. The head coach is Paul Henry, assisted by Rob Lewandowski. They're 5-1 on the season. They were ranked 5th in the preseason in Class D1. They come into the ball game tonight with a record of 5-1 on the season, as we said. Their only loss this year for Loup City came to St. Paul. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 21 is a 5'10 sophomore, Trevor Savorin. Number 25 is a 6'2 sophomore, Tyson Anderson. Number 30 is a 6'3 sophomore, Connor Baronic. Number 31 is a 6'3 senior, Riley Baronic. And number 41 is 6'1 senior, Brett Douglas. Head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer and Randy Bassnett. 5-1 on the season, their only loss to Grand Island Central Catholic. They were preseason number one in Class C2. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We're about ready to get things going. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip between the Jays and Red Raiders next.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good crowd on hand for tonight's final basketball game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Don't forget on our sister station, ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is taking on Amherst. Kearney Catholic winning the girls' game. Don't have the final yet, but they were up 51-22 after three, and we'll have a final. The boys are going to get going in a little bit. Right now, Connor Baronic's going to jump center against Jamie Roy. The home white and blue trim for the Blue Jays, the traveling black and red trim for Loup City. And a big battle here. Can Loup City right the ship a little bit? Even though they're 5-1, they lost Jed Secutera and didn't play necessarily that well yesterday. Will they be able to go today? And Ravenna picks up the opening tip. To Riley Baronic, we're underway. It looks like a little matchup man-to-man to start things off here. They're switching as the drive comes in by Sabor, who had just an outstanding game last night against Overton in their 53-49 win. Loup City beat Centura 47-42 and trailed most of that game. Jordan Smith will draw Connor Baronic. That'll be interesting. Jordan's got to stay out of foul trouble tonight and probably have a big game. A three to start the game on the way by Anderson comes up short, and the ball is still loose. Can anybody grab it? Judge Jarzinka will run it down here for Loup City. So the Red Raiders, with a good defensive first possession of the ball game, make Ravenna shoot a long three that they don't connect on. Jordan Smith has it. He's going to be guarded by Trevor Saborin on the other end. Smith coming off a pick right wing, really trying to pick and roll with him and Roy. Ball knocked away, so Jordan will have to run back and pick it up. Coach Paul Henry with the announcement of the offense. There's no surprise here. Blue Jays are going to play a man-to-man. Lewandowski guarded by Brett Douglas. Down to the baseline, Jarzinka. Wrap around on the baseline. Shot won't go, and Connor Baronic with the good defense. Got his hands in the air, gets the rebound. And a carry going to be called on Ravenna. Now, I want to point this out, that the officials called quite a few palming, quite a few walk calls in the girls' championship. And that could get interesting if the Ravenna boys teeter-totter on that carry sometimes, bringing up the ball. They try to double-team Smith in the backcourt, and he's in a little bit of trouble. Over to Roy, still in the backcourt, long pass to Lewandowski on the right wing, and across the timeline they come. We played a scoreless first 90 seconds here of our boys' championship, and that's just fine with Loup City. That's the pace they want. They'll give the ball off to Higgins. Inside, turnaround, jumper off the glass, up and in by Jarzinka, and Loup City has the first points of the ball game. Sabor up the floor to Anderson. Anderson down the paint. Nobody picks him up. An uncontested layup. Tyson Anderson just blew right by everybody and ties the ball game at two. And now trying to force a turnover in the backcourt. They do. Smith dribbles it out of bounds. Turnover Loup City. First turnover of the basketball game. So it'll be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. And Connor Baronic to throw it in. Into the right-hand corner to Saborin. To Anderson, head and shoulder fake, takes it to the hoop again, up and good. Well, last night it was Saborin, tonight Anderson with back-to-back drives to the hoop. Full court press in, and Smith up ahead at the two-on-one. Jarzinka to Lewandowski, but the pass is tipped. It gets deflected, and it's turned over. Nice defense backcourt there by the Blue Jays, and Connor Baronic, long three, is no good. Rebound tipped around, and Lewandowski will come away with it for the Red Raiders. 4-2. In favor of Ravenna after back-to-back buckets by Anderson. And in the front court, the ball is going to be knocked out of Jarzinka's hands. And we'll see our first substitutions of the ball game. Taylor Quinn and Cole Lambrick will check in for Loup City. For Blue Jays, it'll be Ethan Zorb and Spencer Cremosta. And remember, John Klosterman played his first game of the year last night, hit a couple of clutch free throws to win the game. but still has that big wrist on his shooting hand, the left hand, which I had misspoken last night. As the ball gets down to Lambrick, it's punched and taken away. So here comes Tyson Anderson to Saborn. Saborn slipped and goes down for the travel. Saborn trying to come to a jump stop on the low block, and his foot just came out from under him. 5:19 to go here in the first quarter, 4-2 Ravenna. Loop City against the full court pressure, dumps it into the short corner to Smith. They try to get all over him, and a timeout going to be called by Loop City. It's a 30-second timeout. So with 5:16 to go here in the first quarter of play, it's Ravenna 4, Loop City 2.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from throughout the listening area, and of course, all the teams competing, Loop City, Ravenna, Centura, and Overton, here in this holiday tournament. Off the press break, Ravenna will have to settle back as Loop City gets it across the timeline with Quinn to Lambrick on the low post. They get it to Roy. Double team shot's going to be blocked from behind by Tyson Anderson, and Ravenna comes out of there with it. Veronic down the middle of the floor, kicks it right wing. Cremosta pulls up for three, in and out for Spencer, but an offensive rebound for Ethan Zorb. And they'll reverse it left side. Anderson for three, and it's good. Tyson Anderson has all 7 points for Ravenna, and they lead it by a score of 7-2. And Loop City throws it away on the inbound. They didn't expect them to have this much pressure with the pressure, but it's the fourth turnover for the Red Raiders. High post to Zorb. He's not a shooter, so he kicks it out Cremosta for the three. It is no good. Backside, nobody grabs the rebound. It's off of Anderson to Loop City. This is something I didn't expect. If Loop City has a lot of problems with the pressure today, this game won't be close because they are a team that likes to get in the half court. I kind of thought maybe Brett Douglas would be a big part of the game. Loop City doesn't say. Coach Paul Henry says, I'm not sure we've got a true post now without Secutero, which could open it up for Douglas. Lob it into Jordan Smith. Smith near midcourt will give it back off to Jamie Roy. And Roy will come across the timeline. He had a good game last night. Over on the right wing, they'll get it to Quinn on the baseline. Smith. Smith knocked out of his hands, but Roy's there to pick it up. Jamie at the top of the circle swings it over to Jarzynka. Jarzynka to the baseline. We got a hand check foul on the Blue Jays. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game, and it's going to be called on Ravenna. It will give the ball to Loop City on the baseline. It goes against Riley Baronic. And Jarzynka to throw it in, out to Smith. Fakes the three, drives into the paint, through the double team, hits the rim on the way up, no good. And then we've got a foul on Ravenna over the back. Two Loop City players went for the ball, but then grabbing and committing the foul might have been Brett Douglas. So the ball will stay with the Loop City Red Raiders, and they're going to call it on Riley Baronic. So two quick ones on him. Loop City to Smith in the corner. Wide open, Jarzynka, left-handed threes up and in. Jarzynka had time to order a pizza on that one. He was wide open, 7-5. Ravenna by two, and here's Saborn. Coast to coast, forces the jumper, doesn't go. Good defense by Jarzynka getting back. The rebound to Cole Lambrick, and off to Jordan Smith. Smith up on the right side, fires it into the corner to Roy. Skip pass all the way over to Jarzynka. Was open, got by a man, takes it to the hoop. Skip shot, good. Well, it's Judd Jarzynka 7, Tyson Anderson 7. And that's your score here as Smith tips the pass, thrown through the lane. Goes to Connor Baronic. Baronic drives, got fouled, no call, but he made the shot. Connor Baronic was able to survive getting his arm grabbed and makes it 9-7. Lead back to Ravenna. Smith up the floor. They're doing a good job of keeping him off the scoreboard so far. He has it between the circles. Connor on him. I'd like to see Jordan put the ball on the floor and take it to the hoop here, see what he can do. With it to Quinn. And Quinn, a reach-in foul called on Trevor Saborin. Final score from the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. It was the Stars 67 and Amherst 31 in the girls' game. The boys' game will get ready to get going here on ESPN 1460 in just about 15 minutes. Off the foul by Saborn, three on Ravenna. None so far on Loop City. Red Raider basketball. Try to double-team Smith, so he swings it over to Jarzynka. Open three. This time it will not go. Offensive rebound to Jamie Roy. Roy kicks it into the corner to Jarzynka. Judd back inside to Roy, and he got fouled. Scraping the arm, Spencer Cremosta. His first fourth team foul. Coach Paul Baronic out, kind of looking at the game plan, looking at some papers over on the side there. I don't see that very often, but he's looking at a couple of plays and see what they need to do to design their defense up a little bit better as Loop City gets ready to throw it in. Dangerous pass, trying to get it to Quinn. It's stolen away. Stolen away by Saborn. Takes it all the way to the other end. Reverse layup. Good. Trevor Saborn, steal and score. And it's 11-7. Ravenna back up by four. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure on. Quinn tries to bring it up. Baseball pass. Nice chop by Lambrick to go up and grab it. But Loop City not able to attack. Now in the corner, there's Jarzynka again. Fakes the three, dribbles in closer, and hits the 10-footer. Judd Jarzynka has all nine Loop City points, 11-9, and they're really leaving him unguarded. Here's Anderson, pull-up three, off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Anderson. He'll kick it back out to Saborn. Into the lane, draws the double-team, dishes it to Baronic. He'll come down the lane, scoop it up, no good. Got his own rebound, and we're going to have a foul. As Baronic followed his shot pretty good last time and picked up some points by doing that. The foul's on Taylor Quinn, the first foul of the game on Loop City. Baronic to throw it in on the baseline here for the Jays. Takes it into the right-hand corner to Anderson, out to Connor, open for the three. It will not go. And then we've got a foul underneath, over the back. Lambrick with the rebound, the foul on Ravenna. And this is on Brett Douglas, his first. Team's fifth. Ravenna, one of seven already from three-point land. Last night, they were just 2 of 15. A team that relies on that long shot quite a bit. Connor Baronic's been shut down. That's kind of the key from beyond the three. Smith down the lane. Leaner, good. Jordan Smith with his first bucket, and we're tied again, 11-11 with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. And up the floor quickly. Give Loop City credit. They're getting back on defense. Zorbs in the game. Gets it to Douglas. Ball was tipped into the backcourt. Sano over and back. Loop City had gotten a hand on it. So a good first quarter of basketball here by both teams, led by Judd Jarzynka and Tyson Anderson of their squads respectively. Douglas standing out top, waiting for somebody to come get the ball. So they'll rotate it around. Now off a pick. They'll get it underneath to Anderson, and the assist goes to Zorb. Tyson Anderson with another bucket, 13-11. Up the floor comes Jarzynka, breaking the press, stays on the left wing, brings it into the paint, tries to get the shot up over Baronic, and scores. And we're tied at 13. Running up the floor, the Blue Jays. Tied at 13 with 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. But can Loop City keep up the pace? Ravenna has a little more depth. One-on-one, Baronic tries to take Smith to the hole. Jordan blocks his shot. It goes right back to him. Connor now double-teamed, has to get rid of it. Good defense by Smith. Reverse it left side for three. Saborn is short, and Jamie Roy saves the ball in for Loop City. 30 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Loop City would like to play for the last shot, but Ravenna won't make it easy. They'll pressure the ball. Smith coming up on Saborn, still out across the timeline. Now he is as he switches with a left-hand dribble. Gets the rec specs knocked around. Gets it to Jarzynka. Jarzynka spins down the lane. Nice move, but put it up too strong. Rebound, Brett Douglas. Still 10 seconds and plenty of time for the Blue Jays. With it is Saborin. Between the circles, off the pick. Tries to dump it inside to Anderson, and an easy pick and roll for the bucket, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Nice play by Tyson Anderson, who ends up with 11 first quarter points. And after one of the boys' championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, it's Ravenna 15, Loop City 13 on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Loop City.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We head to the second quarter of play here on KKPR and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com, Loop City Basketball. They'll throw it into the backcourt, and already pressure on Loop City. Across the timeline to Jarzynka, drives towards the paint, and he'll stop there. He's had the big first quarter for the Red Raiders. Tyson Anderson had the big first quarter for Ravenna. We'll look at the numbers in a moment. 15-13, Ravenna by two. Into the ball game, Austin Bocard here for Loop City. Coach Paul Henry telling me that they were going to have to use a lot of guards to try and keep up tonight with what Ravenna does outside. Good defense here. Taylor Quinn, spin move at the high post, goes to the left elbow to Jordan Smith. A 40-second possession to start the quarter. Smith can't get the shot in the paint. Out to Jarzynka to the baseline to Quinn. Looking for Lambrick. Got him posted up on Douglas. Got the ball in the air from 6 feet. It's short. Brett Douglas didn't bite on the fake, and Lambrick left it short, and Douglas will get the rebound. So good defense there on the three in transition. Tyson Anderson's going to come up short. Rebound brought down by Bocart for Loop City. In the first quarter, turnovers. Loop City 5, Ravenna 2. Rebounds, Loop City 6, Ravenna 5. Down low to Lambrick, out to Quinn, back down to Smith. He wants the shot, but well covered. So they'll kick it out again, and there's Jarzynka. He has 11, and Anderson has 11 for Ravenna. Into Lambrick, into the corner. Quinn's going to cast a three up. It's no good. Connor Baronic will pull down the rebound. Loop City is now 1 of 3 from three. Ravenna 1 of 9. Brett Douglas to Anderson. Baronic's open, but they don't get him the ball yet. That's stolen away. Jarzynka picks the pocket, goes the other way. Layup up and good. We're tied at 15, and Jarzynka's got 13 of them for the Red Raiders. 6:15 to go here in the first half. As Savard will bring the ball up the floor. Trevor crossover dribble. Leaves it off for Riley Baronic to Connor in the left-hand corner. He'll dribble out of there and go Anderson top of the key. Quinn trying to stay with him. To Douglas in the right-hand corner. Connor Baronic not going to have a lot of luck, I don't think, posting up against Jordan Smith unless he gets him in foul trouble. And they're running him down on the low block a lot. Left wing with it is going to be Saborn. Anderson trying to get free. They go to Riley Baronic all by himself on the right wing. Pass to Connor. Tipped and knocked away. And a foul on Riley Baronic will be his third as Taylor Quinn made the steal. Taylor Quinn hung with it. Read the eyes. And for Riley Baronic, who has played really good so far this year, he's going to get his third foul. He's going to have to check out with 5:43 to go in the first half of play. So Loop City to get it in. They got the first bucket, but have not led since. They've got a chance to do so now. We're tied at 15 in trouble getting it across the timeline. The pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Anderson. That's probably a good thing. Now Loop City gets a fresh 10. Mitch Higgins back on the floor. Higgins, Quinn, Roy, Smith, and also Cole Lambrick. Five on the floor for Loop City. Throw over the top of the pressure to Higgins. But instead of looking towards the hoop, Loop City always looks back to set up the offense. Unless you're Jordan Smith. But he hasn't been able to bring the ball across the timeline too many times. Smith gives it between the circles to Quinn. Want to reverse it left side. It goes right through Higgins' hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for Loop City. Roy about saved it, but not enough real estate. Ravenna has not scored here so far in the second quarter. Only one bucket. And that coming from Judd Jarzynka on a steal and layup. 5 minutes to go here in the half. 15 all. Baronic tries to drive. Nowhere to go. Reverse it to Anderson. Fakes left. Comes into the paint. Kicks it back out. Baronic. Baronic turns. Kicks it back out to Spencer Cremosta for the three. It is no good. Rebound tipped to Connor Baronic. Got his men in the air and a foul is going to be called. Baronic will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Two players converged on him. One of them was Jordan Smith. He did everything he could to pull his hands back, but that's where they're going to call the foul. They'll get him with the body. Just the second foul called on Loop City. 6 have been rung up on Ravenna. And Connor Baronic will go the line to shoot 2. And the free throw is up and in. 16-15 Ravenna. Brett Douglas and Lucas Wilkie now come in for the Blue Jays. And for Loop City, Jarzynka and Lewandowski will return. Second free throw for Connor Baronic comes up short, and the ball goes out of bounds. I think they're going to give the ball to Ravenna. Yeah, they are. Loop City had a couple of guys that could grab the ball, and neither one could grab it off the hands and out of bounds. 4:49 to go before the half, and it's 16-15 Ravenna. Their ball underneath the hoop. Connor Baronic to throw it in to Brett Douglas in the right-hand corner to Anderson. Tyson for three, off the iron and in. Bounced up and went in, and Tyson Anderson has 14 points, 19-15 Ravenna. Full court pressure's on. Smith throws over the top of it. It's a 4-on-2 the other way. Jarzynka to Lewandowski in the right-hand corner. Can't get a shot away. Back up to Smith. Over to Roy. One-on-one against Connor Baronic. Takes him to the left-hand corner. Fade away. 15-footer is good. Jamie Roy hitting a tough shot over Connor Baronic. 19-17. Here come the Jays, already set up. Connor has it on the right side of the key. Gets a pick from Douglas. He'll take the top of the key three. It will not go. And the rebound is brought down by Jamie Roy. Outlet pass Lewandowski. Takes it to the right baseline. Stops, needs some help. Picks his dribble up. Roy will get it. Then they'll throw it all the way back out to midcourt to Jarzynka. Smart play. They did not have anything going down in that right-hand corner. Lewandowski will give it off right side. Wide open is Cole Lambrecht, but doesn't take that shot. Roy will for three. It's no good. Long rebound, and Lucas Wilkie takes care of the shooter and goes and gets the ball to Saborin. Up the floor, kicks it to Douglas. Back to Connor Baronic. Got by Smith this time, and a charge on Connor Baronic. Holding his ground was Jamie Roy, who stepped his game up here the last couple minutes. That'll be personal foul number one on Connor Baronic. Seventh team foul, but because of the charge, no free throws. We've got a bunch of subs coming in, so we'll try and set the guys on the floor for you in a minute. Well, it was 15-13 after one, and not a lot going on here in the second quarter. 19-17, Ravenna by two, Loop City ball. Jarzynka will bring it across the timeline, into the corner to Lambrick, drives the baseline. Douglas tipped it away. He got it back, threw it up over the rim, no good. Lucas Wilkie with a loose ball, gives it off. Left wing, here comes Kremosta. Spencer runs into Roy, has to kick it back out. There's Saborn for the three. No good. Some quick threes that aren't going, and Douglas with the rebound. Second chance opportunity here for Ravenna. 3 minutes to go before the half. Spencer Kremosta almost walked with the ball. Right side, little crossover dribble. And coming from out of bounds to grab the ball, Spencer Kremosta. He was running from the left corner to the right corner and was still out of bounds when Mark Kremosta threw him the ball. Mark came in for just a moment, and Ravenna turns it over for the fifth time. Tyson Anderson back in the ball game. So Anderson, Connor Baronic, Brett Douglas, Mark Kremosta, and Trevor Saborn on the floor right now for Ravenna. They lead it by two. Smith, Roy, Jarzynka, Lambrecht, and Lewandowski, the five on the floor for Loop City. Still not across the timeline. A lot of long passes to break the press. Roy at the free throw line underneath Lewandowski. Up and under move and too strong. Brett Douglas will get the rebound. Up the floor he comes to Saborn. Hits the trailer. Connor Baronic couldn't get the three away. Into the corner to Anderson. Around one defender. Throws to Douglas. How about the big fella for three? Brett Douglas hits the three-pointer. And it's 22-17. Lead back up to five. That's been the largest lead of the game for Ravenna. Smith up the floor. He wants to get a shot. Instead, he'll dish it off to Lambrecht. Jordan Smith just 2 points. Here's a three-pointer. Jamie Roy answers right back. Roy with the last 5 points here for Loop City. It's 22-20. 2 minutes to go before halftime. Right side, Anderson. Anderson comes with the left-hand dribble into the paint. Puts it up and in. 16 for Tyson Anderson. 24-20, Ravenna. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. All the first half stats. We'll recap the first three games of the day here. Smith trying to work on Anderson. Backs into the paint. Spin move. Lost the ball. Got it back. But he's out at the three-point arc now to Roy for a three from the same spot. And he got it. Jamie Roy back-to-back threes. Loop City down by one. 24-23. They're hanging with the Jays. Brett Douglas with it at the top of the circle. You can tell the intensity level for Loop City today was there as compared to yesterday where they just didn't get going, and it almost ended up costing them. 1:10 to go here in the first half. Douglas has the ball knocked away. Roy has an uncontested layup at the other end. He scores, and Loop City has the lead. Jamie Roy with 10 straight, 25-24. Only three players have scored for Loop City. Mark Cremosa, good pass down the baseline to Anderson. Didn't take the pull-up jumper and throws it away. Another steal is made, that time by Judd Jarzynka. 40 seconds to go here in the half. Smith, he's going to pull up and shoot a three. It's in and out, no good. Brett Douglas gets his fifth rebound. Up the floor they come, Tyson Anderson. Back to Brett Douglas, 30 seconds to go in the half. Mark Cremosa in the right-hand corner. Cross over to Connor Baronic, all the way to the baseline, ran out of real estate, gave it to Brett Douglas. He's fouled. He's fouled, no shot, and it's only the third foul of the half on Loop City. I'm looking over at the bench, and I'm wondering why John Klosterman played last night but not tonight. He's suited up, ready to go, but he hasn't come in yet. Riley Baronic with three fouls is going to check in. Trevor Sabore is going to check out here. The foul was called on Brady Lewandowski, his first. 21 seconds to go in the half. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic looking, dumps it in the corner to Brett Douglas, to Anderson. They're going to play for the last shot now. 15 seconds. Anderson to the right. They run Cremosa through. Anderson to the left. Tried the pick and roll. Connor's covered. Back to Mark Cremosa. Into Riley Baronic. Turnaround jumper. No good. Anderson rebound. Back up. No good. Riley Baronic almost had it. Now Anderson has it, but can't get a shot off before the half. And Loop City holds their ground. And Loop City has the lead at halftime here in the boys' championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. So a key game tonight for Loop City to see really how tough they would be without Jed Secutera and how good they could play. This is a team a lot of people thought could do some damage, not only during the regular season, but now that they're D1, get down to the state tournament and win at least one game. But when they lost Secutera, a lot of questions. Well, they've played a very good first half of basketball at Ravenna, and they've got the lead. It's Loop City 25, Ravenna 24. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report comes up after this on KKPR.
With the late harvest conditions this fall, Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna, knows the downtime must be kept to a minimum. Kirshner's John Deere trained service department is ready to keep that harvest equipment rolling. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner with your harvest. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner up with you this harvest.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. Doug Duda with you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Boys Championship game. It's Loop City 25 and Ravenna 24. Now, earlier today, we have been here for all eight games, and in the consolation games, it was Loop City winning the girls game 38-16 over Overton. Larissa Panowitz, 13 points, 11 rebounds, 1 block. Brooke Henry, 11 points, 8 rebounds, a couple of blocks. Michelle Kringle had 10 boards. April Rademacher had 9 as Loop City pulled down 45 rebounds. A lot of offensive boards in the game today for Loop City. Overton got 10 boards from Miranda Farley and Lori Callahan, and Paige Smith was their leading scorer with 6. In the boys' consolation game, Overton went out, took care of business with a 64-40 win over Centura. 19 points for Jacob Olmstead, 15 points and a team-high 6 rebounds for Jared Schaefer, and Jared Hodgson had 10 points, as Overton now 5-2 with their only losses coming to Axtell and then to Ravenna last night. Sintera got 10 points from Zach Roth, 9 points, 10 rebounds from Ian Lemberg, 11 rebounds from Cameron Aitken. And then in the girls' championship game, it was Ravenna 50 and Centura 40, and Ravenna was ahead around 20 points most of the second half. Centura made a late run there in the fourth quarter and cut it down to 9, but that's as close as they would get. 11 points, 9 rebounds for J.C. Zorb, 10 points for Jesse Marvichka in the basketball game here tonight. And for Centura, 14 points, 6 rebounds for Courtney Aitken. Lene Lytle led the team in rebounding with 8 rebounds in the ball game, and the Ravenna girls improved to 5-3 on the season. And joining us now here at the half is the head coach of the Lady Jays, Jeff Thober. And Coach, I'm glad that you left that fourth quarter coach Paul Anderson back there in the hospitality room to have some sandwiches.
I know. I don't know what he was thinking in that fourth quarter. I said, you got him, Paul. And next thing you know, they're making their run. So we'll have something to talk about tomorrow anyway.
I guess that was a little bit of what maybe we all expected Centura to try and do at the beginning of the game. But you guys looked like you came out with a little extra incentive, spark. Was there something special said in the locker room or shoot around today, because it looked like you couldn't have been any more ready to go than they were tonight?
Well, we played Centura, so usually when we say Centura, we've got battles with Centura ever since I started coaching. So it's always going to be a great game. It's a game our girls always look forward to and prepare hard for, and I think we did. We came out and we were focused, we were ready, and I thought we played really well the first half. I thought maybe even if we could make our two-footers, we could even extended our lead at halftime.
Your defense just kept all their shooters from even getting an open look, and when you see that, then all of a sudden they get a momentary open look and the shot gets rushed, and that kind of compounds things, and that seemed to be what happened to Centura for the first three quarters tonight.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of staying out on them because, you know, last night it hit a lot of threes and got some open looks, so we definitely wanted to make sure we weren't going to give them any open looks, and like you said, when they did get open looks, they weren't always ready for it, so they weren't as confident in it as they're shooting, and so it paid off for us.
J.C. Zorb, Carissa Finke, we've talked so many times about how about anybody the last however many years can lead you in scoring or rebounding. These kids have been playing, but I don't know if they've ever led you in scoring or rebounding, and they did tonight. J.C., 11 points, 9 boards. Carissa had a good first half, had a couple of nice plays in there too.
Yeah, it's a lot different team than last year, but we're still the same as we don't know who's going to come away with double digits in any game. Any of those girls, Carissa's, she didn't play that many minutes, but she came away with some nice points. And last night, Hunter Hilgie came off the bench and scored 17. So, you know, the only thing that you don't know as a coach is you don't know where they're coming from. So you don't know who you can rely on. But it seems like when you get a nice total team effort like that and everyone buys in, that it's got to be kind of hard to prepare for us.
We're talking with Ravenna coach Jeff Thober. You came in, you got the two wins that you wanted to get. What are you still concerned about with your basketball team as you get ready for the new year and a lot of games at home once you get going again?
Four quarters. We're worried about playing four quarters of basketball. Very few games this year have we been able to play our kind of style all four quarters, and I think that's a sign of a young team, but I'm trying to make them not so young, and I don't really have the answer to do that. We just need to keep working and keep working on them and getting that confidence that they can play four quarters and don't have those breakdowns. And a lot of it's mental. Sometimes you let up a little bit because you got a lead, and you can't get that back then. It's hard to get it back once you let down.
You come back with Donovan Trumbull and Wood River, teams that you have handled in the most recent past, and you've got some time now, about 9 more days before you have to play again. What do you do in practice? You can't play four quarters in practice, I don't think.
Yeah, we're going to play 6 quarters in practice and see if we can get through 4 of them. But, yeah, it's nice. This is a nice time of year where we get to look at some film and correct some things and worry about Ravenna and not worry about Donovan and Wood River until next week, and then we'll start preparing for them.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the two wins, and we'll probably see you about the time Minden rolls over here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy New Year to you. And, hey, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Jeff Thober joining us here at the half. Their girls beat Centura 50-40. It's 25-24 Loup City at half over Ravenna in the boys' championship. We'll look at the numbers next.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Over at the Kearney Catholic Tournament, Kearney Catholic girls beat Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's beat Ainsworth, while Ainsworth beat North Platte St. Pat's in the boys' game. Currently, the Kearney Catholic Amherst game is on ESPN 1460. Our first half numbers here for Ravenna. Trevor Saborin, 2 points. Tyson Anderson, 16 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Connor Moronic, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Brett Douglas, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Ethan Zorba, rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 2 rebounds. At the half, 24 points, 15 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 3 of 14 from three-point land. 1 block, 7 turnovers, and Riley Moronic has 3 fouls. For Loup City, Austin Bocart has a rebound. Cole Lambrick, 2 rebounds. Jordan Smith has been held to 2 points and 1 rebound. So Smith has 2. Connor Moronic has 3. They've kind of been guarding each other. Jamie Roy, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Judd Jarzynka, 13 points and a rebound. Brady Lewandowski, a rebound. At the half, 25 points, 9 rebounds. Loup City has not attempted a free throw. They're 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. In the battle of 5-1 teams, Loup City has a 25-24 edge at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. The second half is next.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
I want to thank Devon Hubert and all the fine folks here at Ravenna, as always, for their hospitality. They do a great job running any tournament or just a single home game, and we want to thank them for their hospitality. Doug Duda with you as we get ready to start the third quarter. Ravenna will get the ball, and boy, look for some intensity here. Ravenna's behind. Let's see how quickly they get after it here. Mark Cremosta is starting the second half here. I'm not sure if somebody got banged up. Riley Moronic has the 3 fouls, but Mark, I don't think he even got in the game yesterday, and he's starting the second half after playing the last 2 or 3 minutes of the first half. Here's Anderson getting open. His short jumper in the left-hand corner, no good. Long rebound out to Roy. Roy trying to take it all the way to the other end, and off the glass and in. Cremosta was back defensively, so Roy kind of had to pull up and hit about a 7-footer off the glass. 27-24, Loup City by 3. That's their largest lead of the game. Ravenna was up by 5 on a couple occasions in the first half. Anderson to the right-hand corner. Connor Moronic gets one-on-one with Smith. Tries a bounce pass to Brett Douglas as Smith kicks out of bounds. And checking in, Trevor Saborin. And now Mark Cremosta will come out. Have to find out what that was all about when we talked to Coach Moronic in the postgame. Ravenna to throw it in. They get it to Anderson in the lane. He'll put the runner up and in. Nice play by Tyson Anderson. He got the matchup he wanted, and he has got 18 of the 26 points. Al Jarzynka up the floor. He had 13 of the first 15, and then the last 10 came from Jamie Roy, and here's a steal at the other end by Saborn. He'll come coast to coast and score. He did that so well last night against Overton. Even though it was 1-on-2, he shielded him with his body away. And now some pressure in the backcourt. It's stolen away. Moronic gets it. He shoots. He's fouled. It started by Trevor Saborin. They had the young man Jarzynka and Higgins trapped. And a steal by the Blue Jays, and Connor Moronic will go to the line. So just when Loup City got to feeling good about things, Ravenna's about ready to drop a 6-0 run on him here in 30 seconds if Moronic hits both free throws. First one good. He's the only man that's been at the line tonight for either team. He was there one time. He's one of two. Hits that. He's two of three. 29-27 Blue Jays. Second free throw now for Connor Baranek. He's up and in. Six quick ones here for Ravenna, and it's 30-27. Loop City against the pressure. Handled it better in the second quarter with only one turnover to Smith in the lane. Pulls up from 80, short-armed it. Offensive rebound, no. Cole Lambrick, and Lambrick will stick it up and in. His first bucket and his third board. 30-29, quickly into the front court. Ravenna with a one-point lead. Reverse it right side to Riley Baranek, who's back in. Between the circles to Connor, the original five starters now on the floor here for Ravenna. Connor Baranek taking Smith to the baseline. Double-teamed by Lewandowski, has to kick it back out to Sabourin. Back over to Baranek in front of the Ravenna bench. Trying to be a little more patient here. Up to Riley. He's open. Doesn't want the three. Off a couple of picks. Anderson. Big mismatch, I would think, down there with Brett Douglas. He is going up against the freshman, Brett the senior. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line, though, is going to go. They want to leave the ball in the hand of their guards. Trevor Sabourin has 6 points as he knocks that down. 32-29. Ravenna by three. They slap the pressure on. Throwing through the double team is Jamie Roy. To Smith in the front court, to Lewandowski in the right-hand corner. Back to Roy, open three on the way. Got it! Third three for Jamie Roy. Give him 15, and it's 32-32. Anderson brings it up through the double team. Good bounce pass back door. Douglas left alone. He scores. He's fouled. Cole Lambrick with his first personal foul. Somebody lost Brett Douglas. And Brett will go to the line. Try and complete the three-point play. He's got 5 points now. The foul on Lambrecht is his first. And back into the game, Taylor Quinn for Loop City. Free throw is up. Douglas missed it. Tip try, though, up and in. Give credit to Connor Baranek, I believe, is going to get credit for the tip. There's about four players, two from each team, and it went in the Ravenna hoop. 36-32, four-point lead. And the ball at the other end, that's a four-point trip, by the way, knocked away and out of bounds off of Riley Baranek, who tried to make the steal. So Ravenna with the rare four-point trip down the floor, scored, got fouled, missed the free throw, got the rebound, and put it in. Loop City ball underneath their own hoop. Loop City called a 30-second timeout in the first quarter. That's been the only timeout called, just to update you on that for the rest of the game. Jamie Roy trying to get it to Smith off the back cut. He's covered to Quinn. Lobs it down to Smith. Double team on the low block. A lot of contact and a hold on Ravenna. One man went down. One man called for the hold. And the foul going to be called on Sabourin. That'll be the second on Trevor Sabourin. And back into the ball game will be Spencer Cremosta and Tyson Anderson. There's also Ethan Zorbin. Underneath the hoop, Loop City will throw it all the way up top to Quinn. Nothing going off the out-of-bounds. They try to isolate Smith. Got his man in the air. Anderson, the shot comes up short. There's no whistle, and the rebound brought down by Connor Baranek. Up ahead to Sabourin. Numbers aren't there, so they'll slow it down and kick it back to Tyson Anderson. Left side of the lane, comes inside, puts it up. No good, but there is a foul. And a little push on the way by. See where this foul is going to be called. Looks like maybe Smith. Nope. Instead, it's going to be on Cole Lambrick, his second. And a timeout going to be called here by Loop City. So with 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play, Ravenna has the ball and a 36-32 lead over the Red Raiders in the championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro? It's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights. Coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Loup City, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. 4:40 to go in the third quarter of our boys' championship game. It is Ravenna 36 and Loup City 32. And at the line to shoot a pair of free throws is going to be Tyson Anderson. And the first one dances around and in. He has had an incredible night. 19 points already for Anderson. Last night it was Saborn. Today it's Anderson. Second free throw is going to be short. And the rebound tipped out. Connor Baronic tips it and run down by Brett Douglas. Another offensive board here. And a three-pointer Anderson. That's going to come up short. Could have been a bigger trip again. Rebound Jordan Smith. That's his first rebound of the game. Ravenna has been all over him tonight. Jamie Roy, left-hand corner for three. That one won't go. He's hit three threes, but not from that spot. Rebound Tyson Anderson. Loup City's not getting a lot of second-chance opportunities here lately. Anderson into the double team, kicks it out to Spencer Cremosta. Over to Connor Baronic. Long three by Connor, and it was on target, but just short. Charzinka will get the rebound. Those are the kind that electrify the crowd when you make it. Roy got tripped up, missed the shot at the other end, but there's Cole Lambrecht with another offensive putback, his second of the quarter. 37-34 Ravenna. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Been a pretty solid, well-played game. Connor Baronic brings it in. Smith tips it away. He got it back. There's a back cut. Anderson off balance up and in. Are you sure that Tyson Anderson and Trevor Saborn didn't just switch uniforms and it's the same kid? Because it looks exactly the same as last night. Smith steps through the double team in the backcourt and gets it to Quinn, but they don't attack the hoop. They had the press broke and slowed it down. And that plays into Ravenna's hands. Smith wants to go to the baseline to Baronic. A little contact, goes left, goes right. The jumper, no good. Rebound being fought for, and it ends up in Connor Baronic's hands. It's a five-point lead, looking for more support. Pass to Cremosta, wide open layup. Good. Spencer Cremosta, and the biggest lead of the night, 41-34 Ravenna. Loup City throws over the top again to Taylor Quinn. To the baseline to Lambrecht. They've got to get the ball to some scorers, though, here. Charzinka, who scored 13 of the first 15 points. I don't remember the last time he looked at the ball, let alone had it or shot it. And he's standing in the left-hand corner, guarded by Saborn, but they go to the right to Quinn. Quinn to Smith. Fakes the three, comes down the paint, and we're going to get a little blocking foul called on Connor Baronic as he tried to put the body on him. Second foul on Connor. Second team foul of the half. Riley Baronic and Mark Cremosta back into the ball game here for the Blue Jays. Loup City ball on their own baseline, and they'll throw it into Roy to the free throw line to Quinn. But Taylor Quinn's not a shooter, so Ravenna just doesn't guard him. So they're able to double Smith or whoever they want. They put a hand in his face, but Quinn hasn't pulled the trigger once. And maybe that's not the kid you want to shoot it, but when you're open against Ravenna, you better take a shot. Because you're not going to be wide open very often. Cole Lambrecht, kind of the same way. He's not going to shoot the ball outside. He's got it at the top of the key. Tries to lob it into Smith. Great catch by Jordan. He goes up and missed the jumper again. Riley Baronic with the good defense. Brett Douglas with the board. And Ravenna's on one of their patented runs right here. Douglas puts the ball on the floor. He wants to take it to the hoop. He puts it up, scores, and a blocking foul on the Red Raiders. Brett Douglas, the big fella, takes it from the top of the circle, saw some room, and made some more. And the lead is 9. The foul is on Taylor Quinn, his second, team's fourth. And a chance to take the lead out to 10 after we were tied at 32. And the free throw is up and around and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Roy. That'll be his fifth of the ball game. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 43-34 now. Ravenna Smith into the corner to Quinn. Quinn back out top to Roy. To Smith in the left-hand corner, guarded by Mark Cremosta. He's not going to take Cremosta to the hoop. Mismatch, ball tipped away. Anderson going for the steal, pushes off, got the ball to Baronic for three. Connor couldn't get the three to go, though. Long rebound comes out to Brett Douglas. And should be a tie-up, boy. Down to the floor they go, and a jump ball called. Arrow points the way of Loup City. Ravenna's first turnover of the second half. So a little testosterone showing there. I think Loup City wants to burn another timeout with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. They're going to call a full-length timeout. They'll have two remaining. A minute 30 to go in the third quarter, and Ravenna after this ball game was tied up at 32, is on an 11-2 run. It's Ravenna 43, Luke City 34 on KKPR.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production, Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Out of the Loup City timeout, full court pressure by Ravenna in the backcourt. Loup City calling the timeout, need to find a way to score. They break the press to Jarzynka, takes it right at Douglas, missed the layup, offensive rebound Lambrecht, and a foul called underneath. And it looks like it's going to be called on probably Brett Douglas. And that is the case, his second foul. Loup City ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it up to Quinn, into the corner to Jarzynka. Can't get the three away. So he'll dribble to the wing and give it to Quinn. A little surprised Taylor Quinn has seen this much time. He's not making any mistakes, but he's not much on the offense. And now the ball is turned over. Ronnie Baranek up to Tyson Anderson. He missed the layup at the other end. And Lewandowski will bring down the rebound. His second. Brady getting down there. Outlet pass Jordan Smith. He's open. He'll take it at Douglas. He took it into the defense and missed the jumper. Smith struggling offensively. Had an open 15-footer. Tried to take it at Douglas and then missed the shorter shot. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Red Raiders. Jordan Smith would have to have a big night. He's got 2 points, one rebound. Now he's doing a great job defensively because Connor Baranek has just 7 points, and three of those are from the line. Smith with it on the left wing. Three-point land back over to Jarzynka. He'll take Connor Baranek into the paint. Pull-up jumper, no good. Boy, Loup City can't get anything. Connor Baranek got the rebound. Lewandowski's over his back. Connor doing things outside of scoring to help his team right now. And so Loup City called the timeout. Didn't get any points on the board. 50 seconds remaining in the quarter. Probably too much here for Ravenna to try and play for the last shot, especially with a 9-point lead. But we'll see. Saborn just dribbling the ball. Gives it off to Anderson in the left-hand corner to Douglas. Not a whole lot of movement here for the Blue Jays. Paul Baranek off the bench. He might be about ready to tell him to play for one. Back cut. Oh, there it is. Connor Baranek. And the layup up and in. The patented back cut. Connor Baranek. 6 1/4, 9 of the ball game. And it's 45-34. An 11-point lead. Loup City into the front court. Smith going to take it to the hoop. Double clutch. Missed the layup. Get a feel for the kid. Brett Douglas with the basketball. Gives it off to Saborn. Into the front court to Anderson. Baseline throws it out. Riley Baranek. Three at the horn. No good. That's the end of 3/4 of play. But Ravenna has put some distance between themselves and the Red Raiders as they have outscored Loup City 21-9 in the third quarter. Ravenna 45, Loup City 34. After 3 quarters, you're listening to the boys' championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Mel's has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurion.
Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
We're We're ready to start the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits 98.9, and Ravenna's going to get the ball already up by 11, 45-34, and they'll get it inside to Saborn, and he gets a layup. Set play out of the quarter break, and it's now a 13-point game. Full court pressure on. Ravenna trying to put the foot on the throat of the Red Raiders right here. Jarzinka will hustle up the floor on the left side, trying to work Riley Baronic. Back door open, Austin Bocart, but it's tipped off his hand as Connor Baronic deflected it. Kearney Catholic has a 17-12 lead over Amherst at the end of one quarter on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic boys leading 17-12. Kearney Catholic girls beat Amherst earlier in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament on ESPN 1460. Out to Jordan Smith. Fakes the three, got his man in the air. Now takes it to the hoop and puts it up, and it will not go. Unbelievable. And I mean three or four layups. And the rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. Smith has never been this cold. Here's Anderson with the basketball. Fakes the three. Shoots the 15-footer. No good. Riley Baronic. Offensive putback. No. Got it again. He'll try it again. No. How about a third time for Baronic? It's blocked in there by Jamie Roy. And coming out of there with it will be Jordan Smith. No, Riley really tried. Just couldn't finish. And now Jarzinka at the other end comes in. Baseline fingertip roll. Good. Jarzinka, 15 of the ball game. 47-36. 6:50 to go in the game. Here's Anderson stopping at the high post. Kicks it back out between the circles to Connor Baronic. Over on the left wing to Brett Douglas. Ravenna is led by Tyson Anderson with 21 points. He's the only player in double figures. For Loop City, 15 for Jamie Roy and Judd Jarzinka. That's 30 of their 36 points. Baronic from right to left, baseline, tough shot, jumper, no good. Jordan Smith will pull down the rebound. Smith outlet pass, Roy is at the other end, open and makes the layup. 17 for Roy, and Luke City's not giving up. It's a 9-point game, 47-38, 6:15 to go. Saborn, coast to coast, puts it up, draws the foul, shot won't go. Two free throws for Trevor Saborn. Loop City has not shot a free throw in the entire game. Ravenna is 4 of 8. And the foul here will be called on Judd Jarzinka, his first. Sixth team foul on Loop City. Only three have been called on Ravenna. And Trevor Saborn to the line to shoot two. He had 19 last night in the win over Overton. This free throw no good. Ravenna is 3 of 18 from three-point land. Loop City's 4 of 8. Three of those, though, by Jamie Roy. Second free throw now for Trevor Saborn. And this time a little more time puts up. It's also too strong. And the rebound brought down by Cole Lambrick. Loop City, a long outlet pass to Austin Bocart. He's not going to take the shot. Back up top to Roy. Right side, Lewandowski. You got a couple of real young kids in there with Bocart and Lewandowski, two freshmen. Jarzinka, they cleared out one-on-one. Saborn goes for the steal, and he knocked it out of bounds. Paul Henry, kind of a risky move, though. Two freshmen in there, but yet you can't play the same five kids the whole game or fourth quarter. And now Jordan Smith will re-enter. And that'll probably be it for Bocart. He'll come out. And Loop City will throw it in front of their own bench. Looks like the original five starters now back on the floor for Loop City. They'll throw it to Smith in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense by Tyson Anderson. Smith hasn't been able to get by him too many times tonight. Spin move at the free throw line. Can't get the shot out to Lewandowski. Right side of the key. Back to Smith on the wing. Wide open, Jarzinka on the left wing. Smith. He'll dribble it back up top, give it off Roy. Three-pointer, a little off balance, no good. Smith got the rebound, though, and then he's going to be fouled. An elbow thrown underneath, they say. And Jordan Smith with the board. No free throws coming up because it's just the fourth team foul on Ravenna. They'll call it on Ethan Zorb, who has come in, his first. Lob into Smith to the free throw line. He'll put the jumper up. It is no good. Long rebound. Lambrick has it. And trying to tie him up, we're going to have one man call a foul, one man call a jump. And the foul will take precedence. Ethan Zorb trying to tie him up, committed the foul. It'll be his second in just about as many seconds. 5:24 to go in the game. Ravenna 47, Loop City 38. Loop City has the ball. They've scored the last two buckets here. It's a hard-fought battle here Final game of 2009 for these squads. And Loop City will throw it between the circles to Lewandowski. He's not going to shoot the ball. I don't think he shot the ball tonight. Back out to Roy, one-on-one with Anderson. Fast pass to the baseline. Nice one to Jarzynka. Again, a missed short shot. Rebound, Brett Douglas. Loop City has missed a ton of those, five-footed in. Instead of it being the seven-point game, it stays at nine. Arvedo's got the ball to Tyson Anderson. Open three off the pick. No. And the tip try, no. And Connor Baranek has it again. And they'll clear it to Riley. He'll try the three. No. Another offensive rebound. Tyson Anderson finally. Tyson Anderson with the offensive rebound. They totally dominated Loop City on the glass that possession. Four chances to score. 49-38. Ravenna. Loop City basketball to baseline. Roy. Jamie now to the paint. Spin move. Double clutch. Up. No good, but draws the foul. But Loop City's got to have those fall if they want any chance here in the fourth quarter. Roy will go to the line for the first time. These will be the first free throws of the entire game for Loop City. And they come at the 4:29 mark of the fourth quarter. The foul on Brett Douglas was his third, and the free throw is no good. Yesterday against Centura, Loop City was 14 out of 21 from the line in their 47-42 victory. Second free throw now for Jamie Roy. On the way, and that one's good. Roy now with 18 points in the ball game. 49-39 is the score. Ravenna will walk the ball off the floor with Saborn, gives it to Connor Baranek outside the arc, right side, guarded by Smith. Back to Anderson. Bounce pass to Douglas. He's open down low, and Jamie Roy couldn't do anything but foul him. And that will be the first personal foul on Roy. Two free throws for Brett Douglas. He is 0 of 2 in the game tonight, but last night, 1 of 2, and the one he hit put him ahead by 4 points with 5 seconds to go. Free throw by Douglas is too strong. Brett, 7 points, 10 rebounds. A solid performance from him tonight inside for the Blue Jays. Second free throw now. On the way, and that one's good. So Douglas gets 1 of 2. 50-39. Long pass to break the press to Lambrick. 2-on-1. Back to Roy the trailer. He'll drive in and score. Jamie Roy with 20. It's 50-41. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Saborn into the front court now for the Blue Jays. Gives it off to Anderson to Connor Baranek. Back up top, Anderson. Right side, Riley Baranek. Guarded by Lewandowski. Ball knocked out of his hands. Riley got it back. Both teams are in the bonus now, the 1-1. Reverse it left side. Connor Baranek to Saborn. They post up Riley Baranek. He got position. He spins and scores. First bucket of the ball game for Riley Baranek. And it's 52-41. 3:40 to go in the game. Up the floor comes Loop City. Lambrick to the baseline. Cut off by Douglas. Got it to Roy to Smith. Jordan fakes the three, comes in. Off balance, has to get rid of it to Lewandowski. Back out Smith. He'll take the three. It's on the way. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Riley Baranek. Up ahead to Saborn. Saborn doesn't have numbers. Takes a shot. Shouldn't have taken that. Trevor does everything right, but not that time. Ball's loose. No foul. Smith had it. There's a collision. Connor Baranek picks it up. Hits the three. And that's going to end the game right there, you would have to think. Timeout on the floor is going to be taken here by Ravenna. Smith got crushed underneath. No foul was called. So timeout on the floor with 3:02 to game. Ravenna has their largest lead, 55-41 over Loop City.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
3:02 remaining in the ball game, and the lead is up to 14 now. Loop City had their chances, but Ravenna pulled away in the third quarter, and they're taking care of business here in the fourth quarter. 55-41, Ravenna leads it by 14, and Loop City will get the ball into Jordan Smith. Trying to break the press. Smith across the timeline, gives it off to Taylor Quinn, back to Smith. Loop City can't mess around. They've got to take the first shot they've got, down by 14 points here. Quinn drives into the paint. Stuck. Takes it back out to the center circle to Jarzynka. Good defense here by the Blue Jays. Judd drives. Gives it off to Smith. He's got an open three, and it will not go. Rebound falls into Taylor Quinn's hands. He falls to the floor, and now a foul is going to be called on Ravenna. So Taylor Quinn will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. And the foul is on Riley Baronic, his fourth. Quinn will shoot his first shot of the entire ball game, and it'll be a free throw. And Quinn will put it up, no good. Rebound comes down right into the hands of Ethan Zorb, who's into the ball game. And Ravenna's got the ball at a comfortable 14-point lead with 2.5 to go. And let's see how much patience Ravenna has here, working the clock. Riley Baronic, double team, knocked away. Jordan Smith comes away with a steal. That's the first turnover by either team in the fourth quarter. Jarzynka, left-hand corner. Back to Smith. Top of the key, Roy. He'll take the three with a hand on his face. It's no good. Zorb will get another rebound. 0-for-4 from beyond the arc in the fourth quarter for Loop City. Sabor to Zorb. Nobody covered him. Zorb to the hole. Missed the free or layup and then fouled, trying to get the rebound. Ethan hasn't been that open since, well, ever. And I don't, you know, he's not a kid that's going to score a lot. He gets the offensive rebound, but he's not a kid that's going to get the ball passed to him in transition and just wasn't ready to finish it off. Third foul on Sorb. And at the line will be Taylor Quinn again. Try another 1-1. Douglas Anderson. Mark Cremosta. Saborn and Connor Baronic on the floor here for Ravenna. As the free throw by Quinn is dancing around, and there is an opening in that cylinder, and it falls through. For Loop City, you've got Roy, Smith, Jarzynka, Quinn, and Lambrecht, and Loop City's going to burn a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. They'll have only one remaining. 1:57 to go in the ball game. 55-42 Ravenna.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Don't forget, when the ball game's over, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, a chat with the coaches, and a recap of all the games from earlier today here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loop City, Ravenna. Taylor Quinn to shoot a free throw out of the timeout. Second one is no good, and over the back on Jamie Roy. They were going to have to foul anyway. Only 1 second runs off the clock. That's a second foul on Roy. Team fouls are even at 8 apiece. And at the line, Tyson Anderson to shoot the 1-1. 23 points for Tyson Anderson, 16 of the first half. And a chance to add a couple more. The first one is up and crawls in. Anderson now 2 of 3 at the line. Second free throw now for one of the many sophomores on the team. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jamie Roy. Roy, outlet pass left wing. Good running. Lambrecht got the layup up and in. 6 points for Cole Lambrecht. 12-point game, though. Pressure on. Full court pressure being applied. They'll get it to Anderson. Open in the front court, Mark Cremosta. He knows well enough not to take it to the hoop. He'll kick it out. We got a foul. Anderson will go to the line. Another 1-1 here for Tyson Anderson. Fouling up at the top of the key. And the foul is going to be called on Judd Jarzynka, his second. Anderson at the 1-1. First one is up and good. Anderson continues to add to his point total. That's 25 in the ball game. Second free throw now for Anderson on the way, and that's short. Rebound brought down by Jordan Smith. Smith up the floor. Outlet pass on the left wing to Jarzynka. Judd into the corner. Nothing there. Into the ball game for Loup City, Riley Lambrick for the first time to Smith. Smith into the double team, tries the back cut to Roy, still covered. Good wraparound pass to Lambrick, and he rolls it over the front of the rim and scores. Loup City calls a timeout, but that's their last one. With a minute 14 to go in the basketball game, it is Ravenna 57, Loup City 46. And we'll be back with more after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Halftime on ESPN 1460. It's Kearney Catholic 37, Amherst 27 of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Here it's 57-46, Ravenna, a minute 14 to go. Full court pressure. They got it into Cremosa, couldn't foul him. Now to Connor Veronik, they don't want to foul him. And instead of worrying about a 10-second call, they've got plenty of timeouts. So Connor Veronik will call the timeout. 1:08 to go in the ball game. It'll be the second 30-second timeout used by the Blue Jays. And your score remains Ravenna 57 and Loup City 46.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Ravenna gets the ball in the backcourt to Brett Douglas. No foul, trying to get the 10-second count. They can't. Ravenna gets the ball across the timeline here. A minute to go in the basketball game and a foul. And Coach Paul Henry, I think a little upset that Brett Douglas had the ball in his hands twice and there wasn't a Loup City player around to foul it. Instead, you've got Trevor Saborn going to the line to shoot two because we're in the double bonus. He missed a couple earlier, and he misses this one. Jordan Smith with the foul, his second. 56 seconds to go, an 11-point Ravenna lead. They've had that most of the second half. Second free throw, too strong. Rebound brought down by Jamie Roy, his eighth. Up the floor they go. Three-pointer in the corner is off the mark there by Riley Lambrick, and the ball falls into the hands of Tyson Anderson, and they're trying to foul Connor Veronik, and they do. But this one is over. Loup City doesn't have any timeouts. They're down 11, 45 seconds to go. Ravenna would have to virtually turn and hand them the ball four straight times. And Loup City just hasn't shot well tonight. They've had some looks. It just hasn't went down. And Connor Veronik to shoot two, up and in. The effort was definitely there. There's no doubt about that from the Red Raiders tonight. And if just half those bunnies would have went in, we'd be talking about a buzzer beater here. Second free throw up and in by Connor Veronik. 14 of the ball game now for Connor. 59-46. Jordan Smith up the floor to the high post. Cut off there by Saborn. Off to Roy. Roy over the double team. Comes up way short on the three-pointer. Connor Veronik has the rebound. And no need to foul now. This game's over. 30 seconds to go, but they will. Jordan Smith with the foul. And back to the line will be Trevor Saborn, trying to right the ship here a little bit. He's got 8 points, but he's 0-4 at the line here in the fourth quarter. And Coach Paul Henry's going to clear the bench here in between free throws. And looks like Coach Veronik now will do the same as the free throw is up, and it is in. 60-46. And coming into the ball game, Austin Bocart. Also checking in for Loup City, Seth Skabinski. Cole Lambrick is on the floor, staying out there, Riley Lambrick. And is that Brandon Schreiner also on the floor? Second free throw now on the way, and it is in. So Saborn hits them both, ends up with 10 points. He'll come out of the ball game. Amon Miller is in there. Spencer Cremosta is on the floor. Also, Ethan Zorb, Lucas Wilkie, and on the floor as well, number 40 is going to be a new kid. We'll have to pick that up for you here. 14 seconds to go. Jumper from the outside is going to be no good by Skabinski. Offensive rebound is brought down underneath by Cole Lambrick. It is no good, and the time was winding down. 2 seconds, 1 second, and it is not going to matter. This ball game is over. Amon Miller was wearing 40 and not 15 tonight. That was the difference. So he's into the ball game, and we mentioned that. So the final score here, Ravenna ends up leading it by as much as they had all night at the final horn. Ravenna 61 and Loup City 46. The Red Raiders will fall to 5-2, and the Blue Jays will improve to 6-1. And it appears that they're coming together. They beat two top 10 teams in Overton and Loup City here in their holiday tournament. And for Loup City, they played a lot better today than they did yesterday. The difference was they won yesterday, coming from behind today. They just couldn't do it against the Blue Jays. 61-46, all the final stats coming up. Stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With the late harvest conditions this fall, Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna, knows the downtime must be kept to a minimum. Kirshner's John Deere trained service department is ready to keep that harvest equipment rolling. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner with your harvest. So call Kirshner Implement and have them partner up with you this harvest.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, ASICS, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And we're back at Ravenna High School for our final Bisco Sports postgame show of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. 8 games in 2 days. We've had them all for you here on KKPR and ESPN 1460. And our final in the boys' championship, Ravenna 61 and Loup City 46. There's still basketball going on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic boys lead Amherst at the half, 37-27. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Spend a little holiday cash you received, or if you still need to pick up a present for somebody for a belated Christmas gift this weekend or the next, Misco's is open for you. They'll be closed on New Year's Day, but elsewhere they're open 7 days a week. The rest of the time for you, special store hours every other Thursday except New Year's Eve, and they'll be glad to help you out with college and NFL hoodies, 25% off. Youth Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off. They've got your favorite NFL and Major League Baseball team caps, basketballs, footballs, soccer balls, whatever you need. And choose for the entire family at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. 61-46, Ravenna comes away with the win. Loup City, a bulk of their points came from two players in Jamie Roy and Judge Arzinka. Only 5 players scored, and one of those was Taylor Quinn, who hit a free throw there in the last minute or so. He ends up with 1.2 rebounds. Austin Bocard had one rebound for Loup City. Cole Lambrick, 8 points, seven rebounds. Jordan Smith held the 2 points tonight, four rebounds, one block. Jamie Roy was the leading scorer for the Red Raiders. He had 20 points in the ball game. He had a team-high eight rebounds and a block. Judd Jarzynka had 13 of the first 15 points of the ball game tonight for Loup City and ended up with 15 points and two rebounds, and Brady Lewandowski had two rebounds. Nine rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half for Loup City. They did not shoot a free throw until the fourth quarter when they went 2 for 5. Three-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, but in the second half, things did not go quite as well as they were 1 of 8. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1 of 9 in the second half of play from three-point land. Turnovers for Loup City, not too bad for either team considering the pressure. 6 of the first half, 4 in the second half. I didn't have them for any in the fourth quarter of play. Loup City had 25 points at halftime, but held to just 21 in the second half, and they finished with 46 points, 26 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 10 turnovers, and Loup City will now fall to 5-2 on the season. Up next for the Red Raiders, they will be at home next Tuesday to take on Palmer, and then unbeaten Adams Central. Well, they were going into today's play anyway. Adams Central comes in a week from Friday, then Shelton. But 5 of the next 6 games for Loup City are at home, including the rematch with Ravenna on the 22nd of January. We'll look at Ravenna's numbers and chat with Coach Paul Baronic right after this on the Wisco Sports Postgame Show.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Let's run down the final numbers for Ravenna. Spencer Cremosta, 2 points. Trevor Saborin, 10 points. Tyson Anderson, a game-high 25 points tonight. He had 8 rebounds and a block shot. Connor Baronic ends up with 14 points, 11 of those in the second half. He also yanks down 10 rebounds. Riley Baronic, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Brett Douglas, 8 points. He also had 10 rebounds. Ethan Zorb, 3 boards, and Lucas Wilkie had 2 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting they're going to have to work on. 1 of 2 in the first half, 10 of 20 in the second half. 3-point shooting they're going to have to work on. 3 of 14 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. And as far as turnovers, they did a much better job in the second half. Ravenna, 7 in the first half. I only had the Blue Jays for 2 turnovers in the second half of play. 24 points at halftime, 37 big points in the second half, 61 points, 36 rebounds, 11 of 22 from the free throw line, 4 of 21 from 3-point land, 1 block, 9 turnovers. And Ravenna improves to 6-1 on the season with a 61-46 win over Loup City. And they are home next Thursday and Friday against Donovan Trumbull and Wood River. Then Minden comes in on the 12th. Then they hit the road for 3 straight games, which wraps up with games at Sutton and Loup City on the 19th and the 22nd. We're joined by Coach Paul Baronic. And Coach, congratulations on the win. I don't even want to start with this game. I want to start with the way your team is apparently regrouped after your only loss against Grand Island Central Catholic, and you've done it with different lineups, maybe not with the starting five so much, but with who you're bringing in off the bench. Some kids are getting healthy. Some kids, like Josh Crowell, came back for a couple games. Now he's gone for the year. Sean Payne's out for a while. But you've managed to keep it together and, again, find a way to do it with a team aspect.
You know, what's special about these guys, I guess one of the things we talked about today at practice was, what's our identity as a group? You know, what do people think about when the Blue Jays walk on the floor? Is it a team that you know, is relentless pressure, or is it a team that just gives up layups, or is it a team that really works the ball and shoots well? You know, what is our identity? You know, it should be toughness. You know, and I guess one of the things we could talk about is the fact that unselfishness would be a good identity, because on any given night, I think any player on our team can go off. I mean, we have numerous guys in double figures, and everybody's accountable that way, and I think that's what's fun about this group.
You talked about it. We talked about it. The players, coaches, both sides of Coach Henry talked about it. Ravenna Loop City, that's what it says on the scoreboard. That's what it says in the scorebook. So it doesn't matter what anything else is.
No.
And they were much more ready to go today than I thought they were yesterday.
Absolutely. And a lot of hats off. You know, you got to tip your hat for sure to their coaching staff, their players. They were ready mentally. Everybody knew their role. Their young kids came in, and their freshmen and the sophomores did a great job handling the composure. You know, nothing seemed to faze them. You know, maybe they didn't score, but a couple of them started too, on offensive rebounds. But maybe they didn't score, but they didn't put anybody in jeopardy. They didn't turn the ball over, so their young guys really stepped up for them. So, you know, kudos to those guys for sure, because, you know, Loop City showed a lot of resiliency today. And again, it's Ravenna Loop City. Just throw out anything. It doesn't matter. You know, if you throw Jed Secretary in there, it's a whole different thing, because that boy is good, and that brings him to a new level. But same thing that we're dealing with, you know, we got to find some other people to do some things, and we've had some people step up, so we're fortunate in that aspect.
Well, what Trevor Zaborn did last night, Tyson Anderson did tonight. It looked like the exact same. It looked like a photocopy, a film of last night, the way that he brought the ball up, stole the ball, went some one-on-twos and scored and hit some open shots right off the bat.
Well, you know, that's what's fun. I think if anybody watched this one night and say, hey, you got to stop Trevor Zaborn. Hey, you got to stop Connor Baronic. Hey, you got to stop Brett Douglas. Or a combination of those people. You know, there's still plenty of others, I think, that can do the job. And, you know, it does make it fun. It makes it fun for it as halftime, you know, if I'm not yelling too much. But it makes us fun because I think we share, and I think we genuinely care about one another as a teammate. And, you know, even Spencer Cremosa running the floor one time and getting a bounce pass and laying it up. You know, that's all we're asking. You know, some guys are going to need a lot of minutes. Some guys aren't. But when you get your minute or whatever it might be, then rebound hard, play hard. And that's what we have, kids that understand their role, and I'm very, very fortunate.
Explain to me, and I'm sure Paul Henry will say the same thing if we get a chance to talk to him, and Jay Stair said it last night, their shots don't go down, your shots do. At least they did the last two nights, because
yeah.
A lot of the stats and a lot of the things are very comparable in the two ball games.
Right.
And I know the defense is great. Is that what it is?
As far as us scoring, or
as far as the ball not going down for the opposition?
The other team. I'm hoping and guessing and I'm praying that it has something to do with making it a full court game in some aspects. I'm not saying, you know, I mean, Smitty can go forever, you know. It doesn't matter. That kid can run up and down forever. The Loop City kids are in great shape. You know that for sure. The Overton kids are in great shape. But I think, you know, just the mental wear sometimes, and then the physicality maybe catches up with you. I think that's what happens, because those shots that were going in the first half, you know, they're kind of hanging around the rim, you know, or maybe they're just not as good. And, you know, the other thing we did probably better in the second half was got ball pressure in our half-court defense. So, you know, we just didn't give them a chance to find those open guys. We covered up some mistakes by putting ball pressure on the person with the ball.
Well, you come out of December with a record of 6-1, and considering the teams you're going to play, I'd say that's a heck of a record. Now you're going to be home. You're going to see a variety of teams, a new coach at Donovan Trumbull, Wood River, and you guys. That seems to be one of those you pull out of the hat, and for some reason, no matter whose favorite,
yeah,
the other team hangs around. And then Minden, probably the next time we see you, they've got a very solid ball.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. We just run into the meat of it right here. And you know, Lou Platt Conference is, you know, pretty much second to none. You know, the new coach at Donovan Trumbull happens to have won 700 games or something like that. So, yeah, he's a new coach there, but he ain't new to nothing, you know. And then Wood River is so athletic. And they just, you know, they're fierce on the boards. They're quick getting to the rim, and they've got shooters. And last year they beat us at their place and deserve so, because we didn't play well and they did. And so you got that going, and then you throw yourself into the Suttons, and then, you know, you got Shelton who's playing well. And then you've got Centura, who's obviously shown that they have really turned it around here in these two games here. So, yeah, we better be ready, you know, and we've got a few days of here of practice, and then, you know, we'll have the new year, and maybe we'll keep going with the new year and maybe turn over a few new leaves about our identity, hopefully.
Well, 8 games coming up in the month of January, and then the conference tournament starts, and 6-1 right now. Paul, as always, appreciate the time. Everybody did a great job with the tournament. It's always a pleasure to come over, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We appreciate the coverage because, again, Power 99 is second to none, and at least you know how to pronounce our names, so it's always a good deal, you know. You know, and you got Loop City's down too, and that's an art form too.
Hey, once,
so you know,
want some Pollock blood? Always got some Pollock blood.
Well, then you throw in my Bohemian blood, so we're screwed up for sure. You know, it's a mess. It has to be.
Thanks, so, Mom and Dad.
Yes, we're gonna go feast on some kolaches right now and see if we can come back someday.
Paul, have a great New Year.
Thanks, sir. Always a pleasure.
Paul Baranek, head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. They win at 61-46. We're back to wrap up the day right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro? It's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights. Coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. 8 games in 2 days, and glad to bring them to you. Doug Duda with you here. And thanks again to all the fine sponsors from Ravenna, Loop City, Overton, and the Centura area. And, of course, our core sponsor group out of Grand Island in Kearney. We sure appreciate your sponsorship. Not the last basketball for yours truly in 2009. Tomorrow, we'll be over on ESPN Radio for the finals of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Kearney Catholic will be playing North Platte St. Pat's in the girls' game, and it will be Ainsworth against the Kearney Catholic Amherst boys' winner. Kearney Catholic was up 10 at the half. We should have an update for you here, hopefully, before we sign off the air. That currently being aired on ESPN 1460. But in case you missed anything today, here's a quick recap for you. We started early this afternoon with Loop City's girls downing Overton in the consolation game 38-16. Larissa Panowitz, 13 points, 11 rebounds, and a block. Brooke Henry, 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Michelle Kringle had 10 boards in the ball game as well. In the boys' consolation, Overton down Centura 64-40. Jake Olmstead, 19 points. Jared Schaefer, 15 points, a team-high 6 rebounds, and Jared Hodgson had 10 points. Centura got 10 points from Zach Roth, 9 points, 10 boards from Ian Lemberg, and Cameron Aitken had 11 boards. In the girls' championship, Ravenna 50, Centura 40. Ravenna was up 20 going into the fourth quarter. Centura finally got some offense going in the fourth, but just had too big of a hole to dig out of. Courtney Aitken had 14 points and 6 rebounds. Lene Lytle led the team in rebounds.